systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, March 18th, 2009. My name is Matt.
I gotcha.
And my name is Brayden.
Yes.
And I'm Danny.
No, over here, retard. Hey, excuse me.
Sorry.
Excuse me. You got, like, in front
of me. Excuse me, ma'am.
See how it says front and back? You gotta talk into the front of it.
Front door.
Is that cool? Are you good?
I know you're used to the back door after what we were just talking about.
I'm used to the other mic. I'm sorry.
David, how are you?
I'm good.
You're good? Can you all hear him, too?
Probably not.
He's got a little pussy voice, too.
No, it's just that mic. You have to talk right into it.
Oh, is that it?
You have to make out with the mic.
Yeah, you have
anyone to be able to hear you.
Okay,
you
hey, how about you just match my liveliness and my energy, and we'll all be fine.
Your dominant energy?
Because I'm not on that many drugs.
Oh, I'm not
on any drugs.
I know!
And neither is he, probably.
Your mom did a lot of drugs, though, let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm still high from that.
Still. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday Night Show. Episode number 168. One more, and it's 169.
Huh?
69? That's funny, because it's a penis and a vagina, but right. In mouths. That's why that's funny.
That is so funny.
Right. So, yeah, if you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit, we'll read it on the show, or you can give us a call. I almost said 206-404-1897. How about you just don't call us tonight?
This don't even bother.
Okay, if you really want to, it's 406-204-4687. That spells got P in numerical code. If you looked on your phone and matched up letters to numbers, carried the one, got P.
Got P.
Oh, my fuck. So, real quick, before we get into some other things here. We're playing around with live video, and I noticed that you could set up polls and stuff like that. Now, I don't know how much of that we'll actually be using, but I would just like to go through a couple polls with you all. For those of you that missed the pre-show warm-up, the prom-up, as I like to call it.
The brom-up?
The brom-up. That's a weird word to
That's
say.
That's a hard one, yeah.
Apparently, from the polls that we have posed to the listeners, We've got some information, some good information. I think it's going to help us a lot in the future.
Mm-hmm. Got some facts.
Right. So, according to the first poll we post, we are, contrary to popular belief, we are actually funny.
Well, that's good to know. Glad to know that.
And then people would rather see boobs, her boobs, than my balls or archive clips playing. Excuse me. While we're actually getting ready for the show, instead of just staring at us, staring at the computer, like, getting our shit together. So, I'll see what I can do. About those boobs. And, you guys see what you can do at thejamhole.com/donate, so we're not sleeping in gutters in New York.
Or you can donate a set of boobs for everyone to look at, I guess.
Right. Send that in AVI video format, preferably high def. That's for me. High def is better than real life. It's better than real boobs there. You can just see all the imperfections and stretch marks and pimples and it makes
perfect.
Me want to not touch them, but I'm just like mesmerized about it. So yeah, real quick, while we're talking about New York, I don't know if you guys know who Richard Cheese is.
I believe I do.
I know you guys do here because you've heard
me play
it all the fucking time back in the day and recently. But if you don't know, basically Richard Cheese, Dick Cheese, that's funny.
Yeah.
He is like a loungy kind of jazz singer of sorts. So picture like a lounge in Las Vegas. He's the guy playing the piano with his fucking martini, but instead of martini, it's a brass monkey or just a plain Schlitz 40. And he has a band called Lounge Against the Machine. And what their thing is that they take hits from, like, I don't know, I don't want to say really top 40, but, like, alternative music.
Yeah, he does some, like, metal kind of stuff, alternative. I don't know, he does rap songs.
He does rap, yeah.
He just covers all kinds of different
he
music.
Takes all of your favorite music and loungifies it pretty
yeah.
much, and it is the most fucking awesome thing. And actually, at the end of the show, I'll put a clip for you guys, or I'll throw one of his songs, one of my more favorite tracks that he does at the end of it, so you can hear. But he's on his last tour with Lounge Against the Machine, and it just so happens that he will be in New York April 18th. Which is
wow.
the Saturday after the stand-up show that mm-hmm. we will be in New York. And he's playing at the Webster Hall in New York City. And, yeah, so that's going to be one of the jam hole things is that, you know, we're going to do live shows and we're going to go hang out and explore New York. And anyone that wants to come with us that's a fan of the show or just pretty much whoever, if you're, you know, in New York at the time you want to do that, come with us. And then, yeah, on Saturday, I don't know what else Keith and the Girl House plan, but we are going to go to Webster Hall and go see Richard Cheese fucking play lounge music. It's going to be so awesome. I've never seen him in concert, like, live. And
yeah.
this is the last show, or the last tour that
right,
he's
with
playing.
With that band.
Right,
yeah.
with them. So I think it'd be really cool to go see. So, yeah, we're going to be doing that. We'll be in New York April 13th through the 19th or the 20th. It's her birthday on the 19th, so we'll be there for that. We're going to try and have a little birthday party for her. Probably have to start out the day begging for change on the street so
probably.
We can afford to buy
do
her
something.
A 40 of Schlitz.
Will we have to do a street podcast and put out our little hat?
We might.
Throw
we
their
could do that.
In?
We could fucking do that. We'll have like two laptops with the cameras, fucking
yeah.
leech and power from somebody, and then we'll have a little hat there and a little dancing monkey.
No,
and
we'll just have to stop on the side of the road with some. You know, public outlet just chilling there that we can steal.
Yeah, that would be perfect. So, or we can just sell her ass while once we get there. I know
true.
A few guys who know a few guys who know a guy who is
a
in,
pimp
in that kind of business.
Right.
You could say. So,
you could say that.
Hey, either way, I think we'll be A-okay.
Cool.
A for ass. Okay for. Me and you will be okay. And you're coming with us. This
yeah.
is the kid. You were on the, you've been on since we started talking about this, right?
Not that yeah. you would know because he didn't talk.
Right, and if he did talk, it sounded like this.
Come on.
It's not my fault.
Be authoritative. Come on.
I own that mic. It's funny.
Pardon?
When I'm on that mic, I sound really good.
I know. Okay,
that's
because so, yeah.
she knows how to fucking get up on it.
I know.
Yeah.
Get up on it. Right, so he's going to be coming with us. You've got, like, a grip of fucking cash just laying
now
around.
Gonna end up paying for everybody.
Yeah, he's probably going to pay for the whole trip. That'll be cool.
That will be cool. So, yeah, I think it'll be fun stuff. Real quick, we have a little more proof, personally, well, not us personally, but you personally, that this economy is going down the shitter. You know how we've kind of recently been talking about how things are just getting shitty and people are just not giving a fuck about what they do anymore. Products are shit. They're breaking. Movies are just redone shit. Everything
no
is
one's
shit.
Trying.
Music shit. Basically, yeah, nobody's trying anymore. And apparently this is happening here also. Would you care to elaborate on what happened to you personally? Nice.
What the fuck?
Can you not do that? You talk.
Well, you all know the story, but how I bought...
We
the,
do, but
yeah,
nobody
none
else
of the listeners
does.
Do.
Right.
Everyone here does. That I bought a car from a dude that I thought I could trust, and it ended up being a complete crapper.
The car
falling
itself.
Apart. Yeah, just falling apart. So I stripped...
What kind of car?
It's a 73 Camaro.
What is it a bitching Camaro?
No.
Not at all.
If you count rust as bitching, yes.
Yeah, rust is pretty bitching.
It is for Montana, I suppose.
Yeah, fucking A.
As in you fall through the floor if you were to try to drive it. But, so I stripped it for parts and got whatever I wanted to and went and sold it.
So, hold on. You're getting ahead of the story. So, how did you buy the car? It was a payment type
yeah,
of thing?
Paid him a down payment.
Okay,
and
now...
paying him every week.
What type of contract did you guys have? Was it a verbal agreement, or was it like a legitimate, you went to the bank and got a loan? How did that happen?
It was just, I wrote out a little contract saying that I would pay him the $400 down and every week, and that until it was paid off, and that I had until, I think, 2 months ago, actually, to have him paid off, or the car became his again.
Okay.
And so...
So you paid him all of your payments...
Yeah, we paid him all
and of... every time you made a payment to him, you had this little fucking piece of notebook paper with your handwritten fucking contract, and he would initial next to, what, how much was it each payment?
It was $150 each payment.
Okay, and there was a big list of $150, $150, $150, $150, and every time you'd pay him, he would initial one spot.
Yeah.
So you got down to the last how many?
We got down to the last three.
Okay.
Which is $450.
Right.
I was either out of town or something, so my dad went down there and paid him $300.
But your dad did not have the piece of paper.
Yeah, didn't have the piece
of
paper.
And he obviously knew that because there was nothing for him to sign.
Exactly.
So he's just like, on good faith, I'm not going to make you sign this because I don't have it. Here's $300.
Yeah.
There's nothing to sign.
Yeah,
sorry.
We thought we could trust him.
Right. So what happened?
And so then we agreed that the last payment would go towards, because when I bought the car, he had taken the seats for his car, and we're going to buy different ones for that car and give them to me. I was like, you know what? I don't need them. The car's a piece of crap. It's never going anywhere. Just count it even for the $150. So we did that, and I was supposed to drive up to Whitefish and get the title from him.
Because initially, when you bought the car, he was like, it's in good running condition, all this shit. And then you bought the car, and
crawled
it was
underneath it, and
all this fucking rust. Yeah. And he said the underneath was done. He said it had, like, what, $800, $1,000 worth of transmission work done on it?
Nothing.
And nothing. We took it. You took it to your mechanic, and he opened it up and was like, dude, this is shit.
He lied to you.
You got effed in the A.
It had so much rust in it, my brother got in the back seat and fell through.
Right. And his brother...
That's not a joke.
Like, your brother could fall through the back seat without rust.
So we but literally, like, yeah, it's a fucking rust bucket. So... You tell him this, and the guy is like, okay, just take off the last $150 you owe me, and we'll call it even, and then that was cool, right?
Yeah, that was
okay.
Cool with him.
So then what? You didn't have the title because you're making payments to him, and you had the car while you were making payments to him.
Exactly.
So upon delivery of the last payment, you get the title.
Yeah. Which okay. I was supposed to go, which is part of my fault, I was supposed to go up to his house and get it. I was just so busy that it just...
Pretend that's me when you're talking and talk to him.
All right.
Perfect.
And I just lost it. The thought went out of my mind. I didn't even think to go and get it because I wasn't going to register it. I wasn't putting it on the road. So, and that was 5 months ago, probably 6 months ago. And so.
Okay. So then you're like, okay, now I'm going to sell it.
Yeah.
For parts, basically, because this is a hunk of fucking shit.
Exactly.
And you're like, I need the title.
Yeah.
And he says what?
Well, I already have someone that has already gave me a down payment on the car to take it off. And
Through Craigslist.
Yeah, through Craigslist.
Right.
And
nice.
So I go to get the title for him, and he wants to tell me I still owe him $450 for the car.
So you go up there, you're like, okay, I need the title because I sold the car. And he's like, he remembers that he never initialed the last few things, and he's like, this is my chance to get an extra $450 because I'm a piece of shit and I work at Ace Hardware making fucking probably minimum wage and I probably have fucking kids to support. So he's like, I'm gonna fucking scam
this. No, I'm pretty sure he's gay, so he don't have no kids.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. So he's like, I'm pretty much gonna scam this kid for an extra $450 on top of the cash that he pretty much fucked you over for in the first place, selling you a car that's all rusted out with a tranny that's going out and all that shit.
Yeah.
Tranny, transmission, not transsexual. Right.
Easy mistake.
Right. Okay, so then what?
So, and now he's just telling me that I'm not getting the title unless I pay him the $450, which is a pretty fucked up situation because the guy I already sold the car to...
You got the money already from Craigslist from that guy.
And he lives all the way in Belgrade, which is what?
Washington?
300 miles from here.
Oh, yeah,
six
for
hours.
Sure.
And so I... One of two things. I get to call... I get to pay him the money for the title, or I get to call this guy and say, you can go ahead and bring me my car back. I changed my mind. You can't have it.
That's un-fucking-believable.
Have you talked about... talked about it with the dude you sold the car to?
Sorry.
Well, I told him I was supposed to get the title from the guy. I still have to call him. He knew I was still supposed to go get the title from the guy, and I was just going to mail it to him. He was cool with that.
Right, okay, so you call... Thank you, Jay Dinger. You call the guy, and you're like, I paid you everything. You fucking know it. I fucking know it. But basically, I need this fucking title because I'm a fucking man, and my word is my James Bond, and I already sold it to this guy, and he needs the fucking title. So you're pretty much forced to pay an extra fucking $450 on top of the rest of the cash you already paid him.
Yeah.
Just to get a title, just so you can sell it for... Pretty much how
much... Yeah, that's what I sold it for.
You're selling it to this guy for how much you supposedly owe the guy you bought it from in the first place.
Yeah, it's...
So you basically lost like $1,000 on this deal.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what did you learn? Quit buying piece of shit cars. That's what you fucking learned. Your brother's got a car parked in front of his. That don't fucking run.
It's not even so much that, though, because the dude totally lied to him about all that shit. So it's not like he knew.
I know. But quit buying fucking cars that are more than 30 fucking years old in the first place. This is not the economy to be buying fucking 308 V8 fucking big...
My other
fucking engine.
My other Camaro kicks ass.
That
you
is
know
a bitchin' fucking Camaro.
Yeah.
But how much have you put into that fucker?
I don't even want
to know. Let's make it this way. We could have taken like 4 trips to New York and lived comfortably by now. But it is fucking fun to drive. I'll give you that. It is a trip. So basically, what are we going to do? We're going to give this guy another couple days to see if he takes care of it legitimately, and then we're gonna pretty much give you guys all his information and let you do to him what you did to the stalker crazy guy that tried to fuck with us.
Yeah, it's...
Right.
He gets one more chance to be a man and admit that he... That I don't owe him any more money, that he's just...
And to give you
me
the fucking title, so you can sell it to this other fucking dipshit that wants a fucking piece of shit car.
Well, that guy knows what he... That guy knows what he got.
He's parting it out.
I freaking jacked it up, let him look at all the rust, sent him pictures of it. I wasn't gonna scam anybody like this guy did.
Right, and you're always really good about that. And that's what we were talking about before the show, is that you always, like... You're kind of like I am when it comes to, like, you'll see something and you'll try to help a person if it's something you can help with or stuff like that. And you do all these nice things, and then people just constantly are like, hey, is that an asshole? Can I put my dick in it? Cool. It's like, no, that's my asshole. That's where I poop from. Stop it.
Sadly, you kind of have to be an asshole to people these days because you can't trust anyone anymore, obviously.
And it's people like that make it so you can't trust anybody.
Right, that's like back in the days, like Deadwood, when, you know, a deal was fucking, and you shook on it and shit, and then people started fucking people over, and then people started fucking killing people, and now we have a whole fuck judicial system we have to fucking
deal
with.
We just need to start killing people again.
Basically, so speaking of fucking judicial system, something like that, we went to court the other day, the People's Court, fucking
That's a terrible show. I hate that show.
Remember Judge Wapner?
No, not at all. I remember
he's in a home, I bet. He's
so that's
old.
A long
he
time.
He was old when I watched that shit, and I was a fucking wee little lad when I used to watch that shit.
I just know Judge Judy and Judge Joe Brown.
Right.
That was
so dope. Oh my fuck. Here, you wanna scoot over a little bit here?
Why don't you just go ahead and explain this?
Okay, so you all know that fucking retard girl with the boobs here went to court because she got fucking pulled over for flicking cigarette butts out the window when there's cops in back of her bouncing fucking lit cigarettes off police cars' windshields and shit.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Right. I feel like I should take partial responsibility for that because, of course, me being the smart one in the relationship, I should teach her the ways of life and how to live without having to fuck with police and stuff like that. And I always flick cigarettes out the car. I always fucking drive without my seatbelt. Never get fucking tickets for it.
Well, you look behind
why?
You first.
Do you? Shut up. Do you know why? Because before I flick said cigarette out the window, I check my rear view and I'm like, cops? Nope, no cops. fucking flick.
But I can understand her mistake because it's not like everyone knows that right. would be a bad thing and a cop would stop you for it.
Not everyone's as paranoid as me and constantly looking in their rear view to see if they're being followed or not.
Or I wasn't really paying attention either. I mean, I was fucking tired and I just woke up, so...
That's understandable, but still not an excuse. So...
It's what the judge said, okay?
You go in there, and you talk to the lady at the desk, and she's like, let me look this up. Oh, it's gonna be $535, or you can see the judge and take care of it that way, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you're like, $535, fuck that noise, I'll just see the judge. Now, what you failed to understand, and me being the smart one again in the relationship, what I failed to completely explain to you is that the $535 is the maximum bonding out fine, to where you just want to go there, you don't want to see the judge or anything like that, I'll pay what it says. Now, that's not what you will end up getting fined unless you seriously, seriously piss the judge off, or that's like your third offense, stuff like that. There's a maximum, and then there's a minimum, well, and then there's everything in between.
See, I didn't know, I'd never fucking had to do this before, and the lady said to me, you know, $535, and I was like, are you serious? And she's like, yeah, unless
right,
you want to see the judge to talk him out of it, and... So I figured, you know, I was going to have to pay that fucking much money unless I talked to the judge.
Right, and granted, she probably said the maximum just to get as much money as possible, or fuck you, you can go see the judge. No, so,
well,
yes?
What it is, no, you're pleading guilty when you take the cop out like that and you don't want to go in front of the
judge. When you just go in there and you're like, here's my ticket, yeah,
paying the maximum. You're
right.
Pleading guilty, you have to pay the maximum, and I've dealt with the judge in the courts a lot. So.
And no, not if you talk to the judge and you're like, I'm guilty. The fine is up to the judge every single time. He can choose to give you the maximum. Like I said, if you seriously, seriously piss him off, or if you have a record of doing whatever the fuck you got a ticket for in the first place. Like, if that would have been your fourth littering, throwing an incendiary device out the window or whatever the fuck. Lighted materials out the window, even though it's the middle of fucking winter
time.
In the middle, on the highway.
That was when it was blizzarding out, too. I mean, it was fucking stupid.
So she's like, will you come to court with me? I'm like, oh, if I fucking have to, and I should have coached you better. All I was thinking about was, once you got up there, what to tell him for your plea. I didn't think to be like, don't argue with the judge, don't call the judge a liar, don't piss the judge off.
Don't make any jokes to
don't
the judge.
Don't joke.
They
if
don't
the
like
judge
that.
Makes a joke, you laugh like it's the funniest fucking joke you've ever fucking heard in your life. If the judge asks you to blow him, you ask him if he wants one finger or two. Like, you please the motherfucker, because little do you may not know, the judge holds the sway of your life in his disgusting...
Chubby,
asshole
fat
smelling
fucking digits.
Hand.
And he loves to just use it to its fullest, too.
Exactly. Now, if you all know, this judge, I just want to give you a little picture of what he looks like. If you've ever seen Mythbusters, this judge looked exactly like, is it Adam? No, it's the other guy.
Yeah, like
with
Jamie.
The dude, Jamie, with the chick's name, right. He looks like Jamie minus the fucking beret. And he's just sitting there, and he calls us all in. Of course, we get there a fucking hour early, so we have to wait till fucking 6, of course. And all these people are coming in, all these little sluts, and we're like just kind of making up in our heads like what each one is in there for. And there was a mom and her two daughters, and they were all dressed nice. I'm like, oh, she's in here for custody. She wants the kids so she can get fucking paid.
Or it's because she used to have 3 kids, and now for some reason there's 2.
Right, we lost one somewhere. Right, so we finally go in, and we're sitting down, and there's a couple of people get called up first. One for fucking not stopping at a red light, and she's like, oh, it was yellow, whatever, and... this other retard. Oh my Christ!
I'm surprised that didn't happen to us on the way here because he just went right through
in front of a cop.
Yeah, right in front of a cop on Main Street. He just goes through
real quick. There's been a lot more cops out lately. Have you noticed?
Like, we passed like four on the way here.
Fucking ridiculous.
I'm used to seeing none.
There's almost more cops than there are normal people around here, and that I don't like that. That's what we like to call a police state.
Yeah,
Montana is a police state now.
Martial law.
Right, dude, it's scary. So, the judge is like, Miss Witten, would you please come up? And she's like, oh, fucking, you've already got a bad attitude. You got all your piercings in and a bandana on. And I had my beanie on, and I totally forgot you're not allowed to wear hats. Mm-hmm. So we all go sit down, and he's like, gentlemen. And he's like, looking at me, and he's like, would you please remove your hats? And I'm like, oh, right. So, dude, sir, whatever the fuck.
Whatever I'm supposed to call you.
Right.
What,
so,
having my piercings in and a bandana on seems like a bad chip or what?
Well, yeah, to them, because he's a judge. If maybe he has a bad association with all kids that he's ever seen with piercings have been druggies and this and that. So you roll in there. Like, you want to fucking dress up like you're going in for an interview, which is something else I forgot to tell you.
Regardless of who you are or how you actually feel in all that stuff, you gotta dress up like the most respectable person there is.
You have to dress up like you're getting, like you're getting judged, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much, because he's judging you on what you look like.
Right.
And what you say to him.
And if you go in there and you're not, and you're all like, judge not lest ye be judged, they'll find you in contempt and you'll go to jail.
Yeah, I went in there in a pair of baggy-ass jeans, a Stewie hoodie, and a bandana, so...
Right.
Whatever.
So, you go up there, and the judge is like, this is what you're being charged with, how do you plead? And you're like,
The fifth.
Right.
I mean,
don't remember what I said, because I was so pissed off by the time it was over with, I just forgot about the whole thing. So if you remember what I said,
please
elaborate.
Say, you explain what you said, and I'll point out everything you should have said.
I don't, honestly,
so he's
don't.
Like, you're like, okay, how much is the fine? And he's like, it's going to be $85. Right there, you should have been like, okay, no contest, let me see it. But no, you're like, well, some lady out there said it was going to be $535. And right when she said that, I was like, oh my fucking Christ.
No.
You were lucky he wasn't like, oh really? Fucking $535. Done. Next case. Like, you were very lucky.
Like, you could have just got that ticket for $85.
Right. And he very easily could have done that to you. So that was the first thing. And he's like, what lady out where? And you just started getting pissed. You're like, the lady out there said it was $535 and this and that. And he's like, well, I'm telling you it's $85. How do you plead? And you're like, well, guilty or whatever. And he's like, okay, when can you make your first payment? And the thing is, you tell him you can't make a payment at this date that he said because you're going on vacation. Now, to a judge, you're going on vacation, but you can't afford to pay this ticket to where if you didn't, I could just put you in jail? That sounds really bad. You should not have been like, oh, I'm actually going on vacation. You said, I'll be out of town. And he's like, what for? And you're like, I'm going on vacation. So you're having fun with the money you should be paying this fine for something you did wrong.
That's probably the biggest thing for a judge to not like.
So you're like, I can't do that because I'm doing this. And he's like, okay, where do you work, this and that, and
I like how the fact that, like, I was one out of maybe two people in the whole fucking courtroom that was employed.
Yeah,
so
there was
like, you have a job, you're gonna fucking pay, and I'm like, fuck me.
One way or another, I'm gonna take it out your ass, bitch.
It's fucking stupid.
So he's asking your hours, and he's like, fine, if you can't pay, you'll do community service Saturday at the fairgrounds. And you're like, no, I can't do that. Like, you started going into little child, I don't wanna.
You can't pick your punishment.
I know, and it's you should know that from this show. You don't get to be like, well, how about I just do this?
It's like, well, I don't have any money, and I don't like doing community service and picking up garbage, and so can I do this?
And that was another big thing, when he's like, well, how much can you pay and when? You're like, I don't know, I could probably do this, I could maybe do that, I don't know. So you're giving him all of these I don't know answers. So he's going to be like, fine, then you're going to do this. And that's what you have to do. So that was another thing that I'm just sitting there. And I'm watching this whole thing. And as it's happening, I'm kind of going, shh. Like, just shut the fuck up. Take the $85 fine. And say thank you, sir. And let's get the fuck out of here. And there was a couple times where you were just digging yourself a fucking hole. And I almost got up and just walked up there and was like, she'll take the $85 fine, Your Honor. Thank you very much, sir. Like, I seriously, but I didn't know if the bailiff was gonna, like, tase me or anything, so I just sat
there. Don't tase me, bro!
I was, like, trying to get you to look at me so I could be like, cut it out! And, but you weren't looking at me, and yeah, so... He was like, he finally, you're like, I can't do community service. And he's like, I'm sick of hearing all of these things you can't do or you don't know this and that. Here's the fine. Here's when you're going to start paying it. Get out of my courtroom. And he was fucking pissed. And I feel very bad for whoever had to talk to him.
Poor Myron, dude.
Because he was pissed. He said, he's like, you have a very bad attitude. And when people have a bad attitude, I start to get a bad attitude. And when the judge has a bad attitude, that is not good for anybody involved. So, and I should have told you, you know, just because I know you have a problem with that kind of authority, but you have to know that when you go in there, that's his house. Like, when we're here, this is my house. When you're there, that's that's his house. As soon as you pay rent, it'll be our house. But, so, it's his house. Whoa. It's his house, and he is a judge. He could have fucking given you jail time. He could have done pretty much whatever. He could have lost
your ass.
He could
have fined you $530.
Yeah, he could have lost your ass in the system. So you are very lucky that he kept it at that $80 thing instead of $535.
Well, I just wasn't sure when I could do shit, and I don't know if my schedule's gonna change and shit. I just was telling him the truth.
That's
I just
why,
didn't fucking know.
But they don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear yes, sir, no, sir, thank you, sir, and that is it, really. They don't want a fucking whole big long story. Like,
no
you
excuses.
Notice, you notice when that big fucking fat disabled dude was up there, and he's like, well, let me tell you why I was speeding. The judge was like, he just got this smirk on his face, like, this ought to be fucking good. Yeah. And he seriously, like, it has no bearing whatsoever on your sentence.
Because
you know?
You still broke the law, so that's always, he's gonna look at it like that. You broke the law, doesn't matter why, you still did it.
Right, and DJ Nico has a point. He says, if you want to argue with the judge, you claim yourself as innocent. You definitely don't go in there and be like, I'm guilty, but let me argue about it. Like, that's it. Once you're guilty, you're fucking guilty. Done.
True.
End of story. Here's $500 fine. So you did get very lucky, even though you fucking pissed him off. Something fierce.
Probably got it easier than the person after you.
Oh, for sure, because he seriously, he was like, this is the fucking fine, get out of my courtroom before I change my mind. Like, he was fucking pissed. He was seriously, wow. He started out with a jovial attitude, this is court, we're gonna get some fines, we're gonna make some money, we're gonna make a few laughs and jokes, to fucking, I hate you, you're lucky I'm a fucking judge, you know? Like, it was bad news bears, for sure, and I was just sitting there like, oh my fucking god, this is not gonna end well. I was seriously waiting for you to be like, no, fuck that shit, fuck you.
Just fucking
then,
rush
oh
the judge,
god.
Security
I'm out.
Comes
I
in,
don't,
fucking tackles
yeah,
him to the ground,
I,
handcuffs
dude,
her.
You don't even, I was seriously waiting for her to say some dumb shit like that and get fucking hauled off to fucking jail. And I get the one phone call and she's like, bail me out. Who is this? Prank caller. Click.
Ouch.
I'd bail you out if I had fucking money, but I had to pay fucking bills. You know what that's like?
Yeah, well, actually, I do.
Tell us about it.
Oh my, really?
No, not really.
Okay.
We're done with that. So yeah, that was court. So she owes fucking $85. So thejamwell.com/donate if you guys want to help with that. I'm sure, did you learn your lesson? I noticed you use your ashtray more. Oh, fuck.
At least next time she goes to court, she'll have a good one under her belt.
That's true. So, I got a question for you guys, and anyone that's local. Have you been seeing around town lately? And I've been seeing this a lot now. There's this crazy lady wandering around town, and she always wears the same fucking clothes. She has a skirt on, and she has, like, this sweater thing, and she's carrying a shovel. And she has goggles on. Not fucking sunglasses, not fucking ski goggles, safety goggles on, like Mr. Wizard shit.
Yeah.
Have you seen her around town?
I haven't.
I have. Last year she had like one of those little portable shopping carts that folds
yes,
up and
yes,
she carries
yes,
it around.
I saw that lady.
Okay.
Okay.
Same lady. So now she's wandering around town with this fucking shovel.
What?
And I will try Villachick's says pictures, please. I will try and get some pictures of her next time, but I was fucking in a hurry doing this goddamn salt route. And like I saw her as I was going to one stop, and then I get by the mall and I see her in the mall parking lot. Shoveling snow, but there's no snow there. And keep in mind, this is not a snow shovel. This is
right.
like
a dirt shovel, like the pointy, right. tipped ones.
Right, exactly. And
right.
there's no snow there, though. There's like a little bit of fucking slush, but she's like.
Not even scooping that up.
No, well, yeah. I couldn't see the whole thing, but what I think she was doing is that she can't walk on snow because to her it's lava. So I think she has this enchanted +5 lava-proof shovel.
Right.
And she's trying to make herself a path to get to the mall.
That
but
makes
she was
sense.
Standing there, just, it was the weirdest fucking thing. And
that's
I so gone. Badly wanted to stop and go out there and be like, are you cool? Because you don't look very cool.
That one what? Homeless lady that walks around and always has this big backpack on and this huge green jacket, and she's like as wide as she is tall. I've seen her, like, in stores before, just walking around, probably just trying to get warm because it's freezing. And she'll just sit there
or
listening
stealing.
To her headphones, whatever. I don't know what she listens to. It's like
the
a Walkman jam-hole? Tape player.
Nice.
It's fucking old. And she just sits there and talks to herself. And she's fucking crazy. I bet she's even more cuckoo's magoo than that other girl.
I would
is.
Honestly, I would like to have a cuckoo off, if
yes.
you will,
can
between
we?
Those two.
The two homeless
you
people.
Armed with your shovel and goggles, Mr. Wizard. It is so weird. Like, and she holds the shovel like so weird. Like, this is the shovel. She has a kind of cradle between her arms like this, point and sticking out, and she just walks. Like a zombie, dude, is the weirdest fucking thing.
That's
like,
so awesome.
I wish I was making this up, but I am not. And at first, I thought she was like going around shoveling up dog shit or something, and then
that
like,
would be nice,
bringing it
yeah.
home. it's so weird to see like safety goggles, and she like not like oh, let's go dress up looking dumb and go have fun. Like this is my serious face. I'm crazy. I am seriously crazy.
Snibbler says, what's the first rule of Hobo Fight Club, Matt?
You don't talk about...
Oh, hey.
What's Hobo Fight Club? That would be fun, though, to
yeah,
watch him just
be.
Go at... Fist-
they already have that. It's called Bum Fights.
Well, I didn't say I'd record it. I just want to watch it.
Right.
That's bad.
Just her with her shovel. Just see what she can do.
Right. So, like I said, I had a fucking... Did you have something you wanted to say about her?
Well, no, the Hobo Fight Club. Even though she has a shovel, I think the other one could win because she's pretty big.
Right,
yeah,
I think
she
could
is
take.
Large
she'd
and in
take
charge.
What?
She is large and in charge.
Thank you. She's Charles in charge, but she could take a few blows from the shovel, and like the one holding the shovel would fucking like get hit with.
And
it
probably wouldn't even knock her down since she's just like so wide and big around and low
oh,
to the
yeah.
ground. She's got a good center
like,
of gravity. Like
which
she's
side
4 foot
is...
tall, 5 foot wide.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that clipping?
Probably.
Which side is up? I don't know. It all looks the same.
I can't tell.
So, like I was saying, if you guys were following the jamhole.com/Twitter, you will know that I had a fucking salt route today, and I fucking hate salt routes. Like, I hate them more now, sorry, I dropped my pen, than I hated them when that was actually my job. Like, now, and I only have to do them, like, maybe once every couple months, but I fucking hate it. I hate it so fucking bad.
The salt guy can't do it by himself?
Well, no, because... There was a salt shortage somehow in the great Salt Lake City, Utah.
Right, that they get from the Salt Lake.
Right, they do, for serious. But our trucks have been coming like a week to 2 weeks late. So we run out of salt, and like you guys know, if you've been listening to the show, every day is a different route. So every day that truck doesn't get there is a whole nother fucking route that we have to make up now.
Right, and every day is a different route, and that adds
exactly.
up to a lot
so
of people.
So we're doubling up routes and shit, and today's the one Wednesday a month that I don't have a route, so I got this salt route, which is fine, but it just reminded me how bad I fucking hated it. Because I get to the salt shed, and I fucking load up the truck with the forklift and shit, and it's muddy as fuck. And my first, like, three or four stops, I just have the salt taste in my mouth now. Like,
how does it get in your mouth?
Because you open the bags and you have to put it in the tank if they're home. And usually, if they're not home, they leave it a note in the route book that's like, you can just go in and do this because we're fucking lazy fucks and we don't want to do this. So as soon as you open a bag and put it in, the dust comes up. And then from that point on, you have this salty fucking taste in your mouth. And you get all fucking nasty, and, like, I'm not that OCD, but I just don't like it.
At least it's only salt, though.
Well, right, but it looks like semen. Like, yeah. It stains all white like that when it dries, and it looks like I'm walking around, semen all over there, so I jack off, and I get some semen, and then I put that on my face, so it at least matches the look.
Well, at least now you can wear semen with no one actually knowing it.
Right, exactly.
Oh, that's salt. Like, wait, no, that's semen.
No,
that's salt.
I'm a salt guy. It's cool.
It's cool, dude.
So, I get my fucking route done, no problems. And, you know, ever since I told you guys about how a while back I got tattled on again, and they said I was on a road that I wasn't even fucking on when it happened, and I'm fucking sick of it, guess what fucking happened today? And ever since that happened last time, I've been really super careful about driving like a really normal and shit. Like, I'm not speeding. I'm trying to stay at work till 5 so I get a full fucking paycheck for this goddamn trip. So somebody calls in and says there was a white extended truck with a pallet of salt in it, swerving like they were drunk, almost hit this old lady on this road, flew over these train tracks to where the pallet in the back caught air, giving people the middle finger, smoking a cigarette, and...
Jesus.
I know!
That is
like,
so far-fetched.
And they're like...
Even for you,
I
that
know.
Is way too far.
Like, if I'm gonna give you the finger, I'm gonna park the truck a block away, run over, and be like, hey, fuck you, and then I'm gonna get back, like, because the truck has the phone number on it. I know this, because this is, like, the fifth time I've gotten a fucking tattletale.
Yeah, if you're gonna do that much shit to that many different people, you're gonna have to, cause mass genocide afterwards.
Oh, so fucking pissed. And, like, he said it was over by, you know where the mall is and that Valcon is? Those train tracks. And so I get back to the office, and they're like, you better go talk to the boss, because he is fucking pissed. And I'm like, what happened now? And they told me all this, and I'm like, that's really funny, because my last stop was over behind the fucking junior high school. I went right to fucking Anna's to eat some food, and then I took Meridian all the way back to the fucking office. I was nowhere near 5th. And the guy was like, oh, I followed that guy for a while. And like I said before, if someone is following me, like, I will notice it. I always fucking look to see if anyone's following me. Because maybe not everyone's my friend, let's say. You know, like,
yeah, not everyone.
It's just habit. So it wasn't me, obviously. But it just, the boss was fucking pissed. He's like,
at the dude or at you?
At me, because he thought it was me. And then we thought it was the other guys because they were out fucking doing salt deliveries and shit. And he asked them, he's like, did it have a pipe rack on it? And the guy was like, no, it didn't, which is my truck, obviously.
Did you even have any salt in the back?
Yeah, but it was like half a pallet because I unloaded most of it doing my route. So, but I know I wasn't on that road for one. I wasn't swerving like I was drunk. Even when I'm driving, rolling cigarettes, I go in a straight fucking line. Like, I'm really good at this.
You didn't almost hit anyone that day.
I didn't almost hit anyone. I definitely
that day.
Right. I definitely didn't flip anybody off. And nobody was following me.
And you didn't jump the train tracks.
Did not jump the train
tracks.
Like
everything he said.
I know!
I bet it's just someone that called before, or it's someone you deliver to, and every time they see you walk in, they're like, oh, I fucking hate that guy. For
really?
Whatever reason. It's like, gotta be something like that.
I don't know.
Immature little prick just trying to get you fired.
So, I got an idea, seeing how, and this will only, like, work for a little while, but, well, sorry. Seeing how the phone number's on the side of the truck, right?
Right.
I'm gonna take some fucking tape and color that's the same color, and I'm gonna change the fucking numbers
to
on
ours.
It.
To ours. To the voicemail.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
well, I was... I was just going to change one number, but we could, yeah, just 406-204-4687. Call me.
We'll get a magnet made.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Or, yeah, somebody, maybe it was you that said that they're like, whenever you leave the office, go somewhere, stop, get out, you have a big white magnetic strip, you just throw that on
just
and
cover that number.
The whole fucking thing.
Just a jam.
Not just the number, no. I don't want to say anything. Not even how's my
just
driving. Call my boss and let him know, because,
just
hey, I don't need a fucking job.
So just a big white magnet to cover it? To match your truck.
I was so sick of that happening. It's like, just because you guys have shitty jobs and are losing them.
Or none.
Don't fuck with my shit. Like, I like this job for the most part, except when I'm delivering fucking salt.
It's either that or someone you pissed off.
But, yeah,
I'm sure there's someone that you've pissed off pretty bad.
And I also, I'm like, he said he was from a business, and I asked the boss, I'm like, well, what business is he from? He's like, I don't know, he didn't say it. I'm like, oh, that's fucking convenient. Like, what's his name? What's anything?
Well, he lied about everything you did, so obviously he's not going to tell the truth about himself.
But you're in the boss's position. You know this kid that drives your fucking truck has speeding tickets. He has to have his own fucking insurance policy because of it.
Yeah.
Like, when people call in, you have to fucking, and I understand, like, it's his business, and
he has to make sure that
you
aren't
and
actually doing
it. He has to make sure that his business truck isn't rolling around town, knocking old ladies over, flipping them the finger,
that
jumping
makes him look bad.
Fucking train tracks, right. But, like, I don't know. I'm gonna be pissed if I get in trouble for this again when I didn't do it. Like, if I did it, fine, that's my bad, but if I get in shit for it, I'm going to go out and do it just so I can come back and be like, there, I did it, now fine.
Now I did it. Your boss, I don't know, I think your boss is probably better than that because...
No, if he was going to fire me, he would have done it the first fucking four speeding. He wouldn't have gotten my own insurance policy. He would have been like, you're done, you know?
And plus, every time you actually have done something, you owned up to it. You didn't be like, no, that's totally bullshit.
Like those ladies on that one way a lot when we were doing the shows in the office.
Yeah.
I was like, I flipped her off and called her a fat bitch. I'm sorry.
She deserved it.
She was a big fat bitch, dude. I mean,
what can you say when you see a big fat bitch other than that?
I know. Don't walk in the middle of the fucking street. I understand you're fat, but fuck, dude. Come on. It's a little ridiculous, you know? Oh, fuck. So... I don't know. Do you want to talk about the insurance stuff? We should probably save that for another day.
I don't really want to. They're wanting to know why I'm sick, though.
Who?
Everybody in the chat. They're like, what's wrong with you? Why are you just sitting back there? I'm like, oh, I've been sick for a while, and I don't really feel all that great, so...
Yeah, she failed to tell me when I first started, like, hanging out with her that, oh, by the way, I'm dying, and I have 8 months to live. So that would
excuse
been...
me.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
8 months.
It's funny though because everyone you work with, you know, work with at Anna's and stuff, they all know.
Yeah, that's really funny.
And nobody
that
told
none
you.
None of them was like, "Oh, by the way, she shits blood and is fucking dying." Like,
yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Oh,
a
cool.
Little heads up, maybe. A freaking bone here.
Probably should have told him that before.
They were. One of them was probably gunning, and the other one was like, "You know
no,
what?
No,
wait. Just let it go.
No, to see what happens.
He needs this.
Yeah.
We were just looking out for you.
Yeah. Well,
and I appreciate that.
I need a picture
that.
Of you over at the wall, so when I'm trying to talk to you.
If Brayden was more engaging, you'd want. I mean, I understand. I'm very pretty to look at, but you gotta look at Brayden.
Yeah, but when he's commenting on something you said, he's. Habit to look at you.
That's true.
I know what he means.
Okay.
I'm just, I don't know. This is his second time on the show. He's not used to having to talk to him.
That's okay.
I understand. Yeah.
So tell him what the fuck is up with you, crazy.
crazy. Well, okay, I found out about this about, 6 months ago, something like that, and, I have what the fuck is it called?
Hey, it's okay. We're all friends here.
Inflammatory intestinal disease, and what it is where your immune system just randomly attacks your intestines because it's fucking retarded, and it rips holes in your intestines and whatnot, and I didn't know about it until I started getting really sick and didn't know why, shit and blood, and
so
severe
I have a
stomach cramps, what?
Can I check the box off of my bucket list that says I have actually had sex with a retard? That, like, because you're, no? Okay, go ahead.
Wait,
I'm
what?
Not a retard. My immune system is. Thanks.
Oh, right.
Right.
Oh, is this serious time? Sorry, guys. Sorry.
But
no, her health and life is not serious time.
No, it's cool. I'll just go die.
Was serious enough to be like, oh, hey, dude that's falling in love with me, I might not be around very much longer. Like, so I can make jokes
well,
about
okay.
it. I'm allowed to.
Look, I got...
I have to wipe her shitty bloody ass.
Go get fucked, Matt. Anyway.
I don't know if you guys get fucked. You might
have
to wipe his shitty bloody ass.
Thank you. Oh, that's awesome.
Anyways, so I had holes in my intestines, and they had me basically go in for a surgery where they just stitch my shit up and call it good. Which, actually, that day...
<That's> awful.
I'm not laughing at you.
What?
Can you please read that?
Do you know what anal would do to her? It would fuck my shit up.
So if my dick was up in there, would your immune system start attacking it?
No, it would probably go through the hole that's in my intestines and
yes.
fuck my liver.
Man, that's a messed up joke.
Yes, it is. Thanks. Thanks for laughing at my pain.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
life is pain, dear. The
that
sooner
day,
you realize that, the better off we'll all be.
I'm going to shoot you.
Okay.
That day, I came into Anna's, actually. David, do you remember when I came in there with a bunch of IVs in and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I walked in there with my IVs still in. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go back for surgery. Can I get something to eat?
I gave you something to eat. I even texted you while you were having surgery to find out if you were okay.
Yeah, and I was in there freaking out, whatever. But I got my shit all fixed. And then they gave me some antibiotic stuff that I had to take, like, every day forever. And they said, well, if you stop having these symptoms and you feel fine, then, you know, gradually stop taking the medicine. Well, I stopped taking it about a week before I started seeing Matt. And I felt fine up until this last week when everything started coming back. So at that point, I didn't feel the need to say, hey, Matt, I have this thing that, you know, could kill me. So, yeah.
Don't you think you should always mention that you have something that could kill you, though?
Well, we thought it was gone. We thought it was just going to go away because...
But just to let him know, I guess.
And, like, that's fine.
It's just
I told him about the cyst on my ovary, and if that thing bursts, I'm fucked.
Yeah, that would be bad.
And I was like, hey, why didn't... Like, that's awesome birth control and all, but, like, why didn't you get that removed when you had the chance to? When they're like, oh, we know now that you have a cyst here, but we're just going to let it chill because it's fine. We named it. Here's the fucking birth certificate.
Because it also is one of the biggest reasons why I haven't been pregnant yet.
Right.
I like it. I'll name it.
Until it fucking bursts, and then you'll be not so much liking it.
Well, all they'll do is just, it'll either dissipate on its own, or I'll have to go in there and they'll just clean that shit out. It's not really that big a deal. It's an in-and-out day surgery.
In-and-out. I try and burst it every time we do it, but...
Yeah. It's like a big pimple you try and pop.
Didn't I have you feel it one day? Because you can feel it
in your
stomach.
That's gross.
It's
really?
Like
you
the can size of an
it?
Orange. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Stop. Okay, can you stop doing that? And I'm also going to need you to stop being like, look at the holes in my teeth. Because that seriously makes me not want to kiss you. And
it's like, look at the gross things about me. Notice this.
Look at all the messed up junk about me. Like,
look at all the things that are wrong.
I don't want to, and I don't. And I honestly think that the more you think about it, the worse it's going to get and shit. So you need to just... not fucking think about it.
Right.
And
out
just...
of sight, out of mind.
Well,
exactly.
I told you yesterday, how can I not think about it when I feel it every day?
That's
right.
True.
And I said, maybe that will motivate you to finally go and get this shit fixed. And then.
And what am I doing?
You tried to, and you tried to go to the dentist, and they're like, you have insurance. That's cool. We're going to need you to go ahead and pay us all the money up front, and then we'll bill the insurance. And if the insurance decides to pay it, then you'll get paid from them, which is totally fucking awesome. That I'm glad I have insurance that does me fuck all good, because I have to pay it anyway. If I had the money to pay it, I wouldn't fucking need the insurance, you fucking retards.
Exactly.
So it's fucked all the way around either way. So if we're in New York and she faints, let's just try and keep the line moving forward.
Good.
So,
watch
good.
Your step. That's all
right.
I'm going to say.
That's all I'm saying. There might be a pile of blood there.
So, yeah, I'm sick, Matt. I'm sorry for not telling
well,
you.
Well, I appreciate that. So I just need to hurry up and get that life insurance policy paid up, and we'll be good to go.
In that marriage license.
Right.
You might want to get...
I
I can't believe I just said that.
That's wow, Brayden. Wow.
I'm just kidding. You guys are great. You should seriously get married. You guys would. You're like that.
They're like that. Oh, fuck. So is that? Is there anything else before we?
I think we're ready for you to continue on with.
Your day. Did I tell you what happened today? Oh, real quick, is Chickadee in the chat?
Yes,
still?
She is.
Okay, now would probably be a good time for you to call if you wanted to. Yeah. And yeah, we'll just.
She still wants to, so we'll just wait.
Right, we'll just take a break here, and she'll call. Da 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 da. Hey, it's fine. Doesn't hurt me. Hi, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Hi, it's Chickadee.
Right. Chickadee.
Hi. I found out last night that my Mormon sister of 22 years old, who already has a 7-month-old, is pregnant.
Yay! That's fabulous!
No!
Let us...
No,
let us,
not. They yes. can hardly survive.
Hey, it
they
is life.
They can hardly fucking survive.
Help us welcome another glorious life into God's beautiful kingdom. Wait, you mean that's a bad thing?
When I'm visiting her in July, I almost want to push her down the stairs.
Do it.
They won't.
Just make sure you
survive.
Film it.
Tape it, yeah.
Tape it.
Make sure no one's looking.
We are effed.
Apparently, okay, Mormons believe that God has all these baby souls up in heaven.
God sure
and if he
does.
Wants you to get pregnant, he'll send out down these baby souls, and so you'll get pregnant. It's all in God's plan and that bullshit.
Hey, God's
when
plan.
When she first got pregnant with my nephew, she told my mom, that my brother-in-law worked at the Gap, at the call center. He
nice.
Didn't make much money. And so,
really? I thought that was like a high-paying job, the Gap. They make good clothes.
Well, sure.
Anyway, so my mom was concerned about their money. And my sister said, oh, God will help us survive.
Of course
yes,
he will.
Sarah.
God pays.
Yes,
pills.
Sarah, those food stamps are from God, honey.
God gave you... No, actually, those food stamps are from all of us.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
I know.
God just gave me a child that I can actually sell for money. Yes, you're right. He does work in mysterious ways.
If you have enough of them at once, I hear you get a porn contract.
I do hear that. And a year's supply of diapers and health insurance. Hallelujah.
All because of God, though.
To be so cool. She used to be so smart. She used to have common sense.
What happened?
Having babies kills a lot of brain cells.
She's hanging out more with her husband's family.
And are
his mother...
Are they the
His mother is a cunt.
Yes, she
His
is.
His mother is a major cunt. She's spread rumors.
Are they the Mormon side of the family?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That
My mom
everything.
And I strayed from being Mormon.
Right. And so now they hate
I was
you.
Raised Mormon. Yes. But see, her mom spread rumors in the Mormon church.
Well,
and
right,
that's why they hate all of us.
That's God's way. Thou shalt stab thy
yes,
neighbor in the back. But to thy neighbor's face, thou shalt be honorable. That's in the Bible. Look it up. Google it.
So yeah, I'm fucking pissed off that my sister is a stupid fucking bitch. And
keep having more kids, right? That's what we need. That's the one thing
Probably.
This planet needs more of.
Yeah,
it's
more
children.
People like you fucking retards.
Fuck.
I do not want kids. Never again. And by the time I'm 25, I'll probably have enough nephews and nieces to, fulfill my own want of kids.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're actually now not allowed to have any because of how many she's having.
She wants, last I heard, she wants 5 to 7 kids.
Of
well,
course
she's
no!
Mormon.
Of course!
Mormons,
could you please?
Mormons always have lots of kids.
What's
stupid?
Oh, I've always heard just because... Mormons, I
husband
mean, supposedly.
Family has 9 kids.
That's beautiful.
Jesus.
Of course they do. Which, that's so stupid.
Oh. 7 girls, 2 boys, one of whom has Down syndrome.
Of course.
Of course
of
one
course.
Has Down syndrome.
And I bet they kept that one, and that one's their favorite.
Oh, that's...
Who's mommy's special little guy? I just put my pants.
Who's my little different guy?
I remember... The best time was when the cops found Charlie, that's his name, the Down syndrome kid, his name is Charlie, when they found him trying to find the, climb the fence into a theme park in Arizona.
Hey, do me a favor, everyone, if you have kids and they come out retarded, don't name them more than one syllable names, because it's going to come out, like, they, one syllable at the most. I would just stick to letters, like just your A, your B, your C, but only letters with one syllable, mind you.
Right.
Right.
Because that'll confuse them if it's more than one.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for letting us know that. I am very sorry that your family's a bunch of fucking retards giving birth to retards.
Thank
I feel
you.
Bad for you.
Thank you for letting me vent.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
Holla back. Okay, so if... You know what? I honestly, at the rate we're going, I do firmly believe this world will end in 2012. And not because the Mayan calendar ends and all this apocalyptic shit. Oh, no. But because there's just too many fucking retarded
right.
people around.
At like, the rate things are going bad,
pop.
It's only going to take 3 more years for it to all completely go to hell.
It's 3 more years and we're done.
That's
Enjoy
it.
Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Cash out those 401ks, ladies and gentlemen. So, speaking of the church and how they're like, have kids and this and that, there's just a little something here I want to read real quick, and then we'll get into some more of today. This one's called Why the Pope Opposes Condoms. I don't know if you know this or not, but Pope Benedict X, the XVI, is very... he doesn't like rubbers.
I thought they were against all kinds of...
They're against
like birth control,
all sorts
that.
Of shit.
Yeah.
So, the church has been growing more quickly in Africa, this is, you know, the Catholic Church, than anywhere else. And this is the Pope's first visit there in the 4 years he has been the spiritual leader. So, the Pope goes to Africa, right?
Right.
Africans, stop using condoms.
I didn't
don't know
they even really had them.
Well, they kind of do, but... Like, Africa, there's a lot of AIDS there. I don't know if you
yeah.
know this or not.
I think that's like...
Which is fine if we can just take Africa and contain it there. No more inbound flights to Africa. No
yeah.
more flights coming out. Like, you're isolated now. You are now super jail.
Like, can we just
in
build
essence.
A wall around it?
A great wall.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Great Wall
but
of
hey,
Africa.
As long as you don't make the black people build it, because
right.
that's bad.
That's bad. You
that's
don't
bad.
Do that. You You'll go get the Mexicans.
Yeah, that's right. You'll actually get protested for that.
Right.
With Africans, 22 million of whom are infected with HIV. 22
million. That's 22 million people that don't need to be alive right
or
now.
Having sex. Well, you can have sex, just keep it over there. Like,
wait, is that 22 million just in Africa with AIDS?
Africans, right.
Just Africans.
Right.
That, holy shit.
The Pope said the cruel epidemic should be tackled through fidelity and abstinence rather than condoms, and that the traditional teaching of the church has proven to be the only fail-safe way to prevent the spread of HIV/AIDS. Now, keep in mind, he's in Africa preaching to these Africans, the same Africans that are running around cutting off dicks to make magic potions. And he's going to be yeah. like, okay, in order to stop the spread of AIDS, we're going to have to ask you to stop having sex. These are the same Africans running around raping people and, like, just continuing on yeah. with their day. Like, everything is A-okay
You
here.
Think they actually give a fuck what
no.
you tell them?
Do you think they actually understood the words coming out of your mouth, Pope? And not just because you're old and partly retarded, but because they're
well,
fucking...
They,
wow.
He could have a translator.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm
going,
I mean,
oh, like, no, I don't think that's the case.
You don't know.
I know. The Pope is echoing the teaching of his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, whose own advocacy of abstinence was also fiercely criticized and led to accusations even that he was responsible for the spread of the disease. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like it when we can blame the spread of a deadly disease on one of our church's main heads. Like, there's God, and then there's the Pope, and then there's Jesus. Like,
right.
It's like a God sandwich, if you will, an Oreo, and the Pope is the white cream filling in the middle of the two dark halves.
And that's the part you always go for first.
Right, the Pope. I do, personally.
Well, for sure.
And that just blows my fucking mind that he's over here being like, you guys want to stop spreading AIDS? Quit fucking. Like, no shit, if really? We could actually quit fucking, we would, but we can't. We like fucking. It actually feels good. Have you done it in the past 90 years?
Except until I got AIDS. Jesus. That does not feel so good.
It still feels good, it just, I can't catch colds now, because right. I'll die. Oh, fuck. However, the church's concern about condoms is only part of a wider teaching aimed at allowing people to live better, more fulfilled lives. Granted, I fully agree that having sex without condoms will lead you to a better, more fulfilling
Until
sex
you
life.
Get AIDS.
Right. As long as you, you know, pull out or have the morning after pill or something right. like that on hand just in case, right? Pope Benedict put it this way not long after he took office in 05. He told African bishops that contraception was among trends leading to a breakdown in sexual morality. Are you sure it's the contraceptions and not the rape or the child fucking pedophilia or any of that shit? It's
yeah, the only difference would be is there would be more people with kids and more people with AIDS because right. they're not going to just stop having sex.
And the only way we can prevent all this bad fucked up shit is to just stop fucking.
Right, because people are actually going
to
do that.
Which is cool. Like, we need to just stop having kids. Like, I don't want to stop fucking at all. But no. I want you guys to stop having kids. And if it means
spreading AIDS.
I have to stop fucking so that you'll stop having kids, I will take that chance. I would do
take
that for
one
you.
For the team.
I will take a big giant one for the team. That came out bad. But, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So, I just wanted to kind of point that out while we were talking about that stuff. I thought that was kind of interesting that out of all places, that's where he's at. And yeah. we've read so many stories about these people killing albinos because they think they're magical, and then here comes the Pope being like, hey, can you quit fucking?
Being the Pope, you know, people having sex is a big concern of his because to him, they shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
They should be abstinent. So the best place to go would be Africa since they have the highest, you know, ratio of AIDS there.
Yeah.
That's probably how it worked
That's
out.
That's a sad fucking place.
Or he's got to go everywhere and talk to everyone to make himself look good.
Right, which it's understandable. You're the leader of this fucking big giant
made-up
thing.
It's all
like,
fake. Yeah.
You got to go out there and get your word spread.
Right,
and, you know,
even though you know it's bullshit, they know it's bullshit. You just got to do it because you got to do it.
Do you think they really do?
It wouldn't surprise. I bet some of them are totally just in it for the money. Or, I don't know. But I bet there's quite a few of them that think it's bullshit.
It's so fucked up. They were talking on Keith and the Girl about how this lady in some fucking country, her 9-year-old daughter got raped, okay?
Okay.
9-year-old got raped.
Right.
Got impregnated with twins. Like, she's pregnant now.
By the person that raped her.
9 years old, pregnant with twins. The mother and the doctors were like, she needs to have an abortion, not to, you know, so she doesn't have to raise these kids, but because she's so small, if she carries these twins to term,
she's
gonna die.
Yeah.
So the doctors carried out the abortion on the mother's word, like,
right.
okay, do it. The Pope or a cardinal, I forget the whole story, but they got excommunicated from the church.
Oh, I heard about that.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, that is way fucked up.
You excommunicate these people for having or for carrying out an abortion that saved this child's life and her personal life, in
essence. That's because they all believe that God was responsible for that happening, and since God is responsible for that, he
right.
has a good reason for it, of course, because he's God, he's not going to do that.
But, and they're so religious and into this that they get excommunicated. Now to them, like, we're going to hell now.
Yeah, they think they're going to go to hell for that.
The rapist is like, I'm cool, I'm going to go out and rape more 9-year-olds. And he's still part of the church. He can go to that same church and be like, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
You have, I don't know.
What are your sins? I raped a fucking 9-year-old this many times. You are fucking absolved. go out and be free and rape and shit.
And then come back.
That blows my fucking mind. That people can follow a thing so blindly to where they overlook that shit. But then when the Pope is like, hey, let's stop having sex in Africa and opposing, don't wear condoms, just stop having sex. And they hear, what? Don't wear condoms? Okay, fucking let's fuck without condoms because the Pope said so. They don't hear the rest of it. It's just, that's that on top of all that shit, on top of all this shit, is why this world will end in 2012, not because of anything else.
Maybe the church is never doing anything good because the problems that they are trying to fix, I'll put that in quotes.
Fix,
yeah. Whatever they're trying to do are only because it's important to them, like just their personal agenda. They don't care about it's who else is helping. They're just trying to fix stuff that helps them.
Right, it's for their own gain.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah.
That's all we pass the offering basket around for. It's so that money can go to build us big, giant, glorious churches, even though we're supposed to humble ourselves before God if you believe that shit. I don't know. I fucking hate that whole fucking thing. I hate it.
It's never going to go away.
What?
I said it's never going to go away.
Never, ever.
Until 2012.
Hallelujah.
All right. Tell me what happened today.
Today, I was wearing my workout clothes that consist of short shorts. Hey. Who wears short shorts?
I wear short shorts.
Fucking A.
This guy.
This guy right here looks like this with short shorts. And a tank top, and was walking to my car.
Hey.
Da-na-na. I then heard a bunch of men whistling and saying, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Ow! Why don't you come over here, cutie? As I got closer, I realized that it was my dad and his friends. Fuck my life. There's probably one in here somewhere that's like, today me and my friends were at the workout gym, and we saw this hot, sexy chick wearing short shorts. Who wears short shorts? She wore short shorts. So we were all like, oh, damn, baby, who's your daddy? And what's up? Why don't you come over here, cutie? And the closer she got, it was my daughter. Fuck my life. That's so fucking great.
That'd be great if it was, like, the next one.
What?
I said that'd be great if it was, like, the next one.
Oh, that would be so perfect. Today I got married. Fuck my...
Game over.
Game over, man. Game over. When I got in the limo after the ceremony, my new wife got a call from her best friend, who was in Monaco. My wife said, yes, this one was much better than the others. Fuck my life.
Oh, no.
Like, maybe text message her, you fucking bitch.
Or call her later.
Right, like, hey, I gotta go.
I just got married.
I actually just got in the limo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right here. I'll call you later. Like, thanks, bitch.
Who is that, honey?
Nobody.
Oh, no one?
Definitely not my best friend.
It was my mom.
My ex boy. Your mom was at the ceremony.
Right,
yeah,
she was just,
she forgot something.
Yeah, she needed to make sure we were, I don't know.
Today I was leaving to go over to a friend's, and my parents suddenly ask if I'm gay. Hey, Mom, I'm just going to go down to my friend's
house. Are you
house.
Gay?
What? I reply that no, actually, I'm bisexual. My mom then asks if I've ever made out with someone of the same sex, and I say, duh, yeah. Wow. She turns to my dad and says, I told you so. You owe me $20.
My parents
bet on my sexuality. Fuck my life.
That's amazing.
Your parents are awesome.
I'm like, you only bet $20?
Damn. Yeah. Damn, could have got more.
I would have bet anal for like 3 nights in a row.
At least.
You don't get time to heal, bitch.
No, I'm tearing that shit up.
Right. And if I lose, sure, I'll let you penetrate my asshole. But I know he's gay.
I know.
Or at least halfway.
Like, at least vicariously. Well,
that was the dad who thought he was straight, because no dad ever wants to admit that about their son.
That's a good point.
That is true.
Dad's like, no, I'll bet my fucking butthole virginity on this. And then
Even though he knows.
I told you, pay up.
He saw the poster of Orlando Bloom in his room. He knows.
That's bad. Oh, today I received a letter in the mail from my grandma about how much she adores and loves me. Then it went into detail about how much prettier, smarter, and successful I am than my sister, Leah. I am actually Leah. She mixed up the letters to the wrong envelopes. Fuck my life. Oh, my grandma is a bitch. Today I was nude modeling for the first time for a life art class. Hmm. If you say that fast, it sounds like I fart class. For a life art class. It's for my I fart class. The only criteria for the class was that I not move at all while being observed. After a few seconds, I noticed a really hot girl drawing me.
Oh.
I got a hard-on. Yes. Fuck my life.
Oh,
they're like,
no.
Can you please... Fuck, everyone's, like, erasing and
drawing. Sir, can you please hold still?
I can't draw this when it keeps getting bigger.
He's definitely a grower.
Yeah.
Everyone started out with, like, little tight, and then they're like, dude.
Whoa, dude, I keep having to erase.
Okay, I may need another canvas here.
Yeah, I need to start over.
Today I woke up at 3 in the morning when two cops busted in the door to my apartment with a frantic voice on my cell phone saying, sir, excuse me, sir, are you all right? Sir.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sir,
what's
are you all
wrong?
Sir, are you all right?
I'm fine.
KPD, open the door! Fucking bah! Turns out I had been having a nightmare and dreamed I called 911. I actually did fuck my life.
Wow.
I've always wondered that. Like, people, you hear stories about people, like, getting
driving
up
and shit.
Well, really?
Yeah, there's this one sleeping pill. I can't remember what it's
Ambien?
Called.
Ambien?
It's either Ambien or Lunesta. No.
Lunesta?
It was one of those really powerful ones. But it was a local story of a dude that got in a head-on collision. Some old guy who was, like, 70, and he got a head-on collision on Highway 2.
That was
because he was asleep.
Well, no shit. I thought he just fell asleep
because
he was old.
No, it was because he was sleep driving. Because he took...
He had been asleep...
Yes.
Slept-walked into his car. And
he took some of Lunesta or
right.
Ambien, whatever.
We'll just call
went
it Ambien.
To sleep.
Ambien
right.
gets
Ambien.
The bad rap for this one.
Yeah.
It's all your fault.
He goes to sleep. Next thing you know, he's in a fucking wreck because he was driving asleep. And I guess a known side effect for that drug is sleepwalking.
Wow.
And people are also known to do kind of more complex tasks, like
so,
using a computer or calling people.
Right,
talking.
I've heard of that, like,
yeah.
doing that shit.
But not driving.
I always wondered if you had a dream... And, like, you know, when dogs dream and that part in their brain doesn't disconnect and they're, like,
yeah.
moving around. If you dream, you call 911 or anything like that, and that part in your brain doesn't disconnect from the fucking neurons, and you're actually acting this out, if you could actually do that. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy. Lock your phones, people.
Well, when I was in high school, I didn't get a lot of sleep and stuff, so they put me on Ambien, and I found out that if you take too much, you trip balls. One, and two...
Really?
Yeah, you trip like mad.
I did not know that.
You know, also, if you have AIDS and you are on AIDS medication, if you smoke that shit, you will also trip balls.
You will.
No joke. We've done
but the
story.
I found out that taking Ambien and then going to sleep, I guess, after tripping balls for a while, you go to sleep, and I talk a lot in my sleep, like fluent, like... having a conversation with you.
I got 8 rack of ribs. I don't need a word.
No, I could actually sit there and talk to you. And then,
oh, no, I start
know.
Fucking with you while you're sleeping. I'm like, honey, can I ask you a question? And you're like, sure, honey. And I'm like, you want to just suck my cock right now? And she's like, sure, honey. And I'm like, do you want to just do it in the ass right now? And she's like, sure, honey. I'm like, I recorded this, bitch. Yes, caller, you're live on the gentle.
It's 26. I just wanted to let you know that I sleepwalk quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah, one time, I didn't even remember this until I was told it later, but I was at a friend's house, and, you know, and, like, it was, like, really late. Like, it was, like, midnight, and I fell asleep. And so, like, I started sleepwalking, so, like, I was doing, like, Indian chanting, and they couldn't wake me up. Like, they tried to shake me, and it didn't work. So they had to call me from 5 feet away, and then I answered the phone. It was talking in my sleep to them, and they pretended that they were my mom to wake me up.
That's so awesome. You're like,
that's
awesome. I swear it wasn't rape. I was asleep.
Yeah.
Duh.
That's been
yeah,
used
I don't
before.
Know what they could have done to me. I mean, I'm kind of afraid now.
Well, I was saying you were the one doing
raping.
Right. But
so.
Yeah, that could go the other way around.
It
like,
could.
I was making jokes yeah. to her. Like, I could have done that. You don't know. Because you were sleepy time. I could be asleep right now. I sleep podcasts. I don't know if you guys know this about me.
With
but,
your eyes open.
Well, right. That don't you sleepwalk with your eyes open?
I don't know. Do you?
I thought, like, the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Yeah, my eyes are open.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I've always seen, like...
It, are all sleepwalkers have their eyes open?
That was disgusting. Are you pooping right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
That sounded like poop.
Well, we're very glad that you were able to catch the live show. Are you going to be in New York with us? Are you going to go see Richard Cheese with us and all that shit?
I don't know. I can probably go for, like, a day, maybe two. I mean, I don't know yet.
So how about you go, and then when you go home, we'll all come with you.
And we'll that sounds like a terrible idea.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic idea. What are you talking about?
Don't you remember that I'm still 17?
Yeah, that's cool. We're all going to come home and be like, what's up, Mom?
Hey, Mom.
No, what it's up? Not cool.
When's
you're,
dinner,
you're
bitch?
Like almost... You're like... You're getting up there in the years.
Honestly,
I don't think it's
though,
appropriate.
What would your... Yeah, but Braden's your age.
No, he's not. He's
well,
older
I'm
than
close.
Me. He's 1 year older than you.
I'm close
smart
enough
ass.
For your mom to be like, oh, okay.
That's right.
I can go to school with you.
I actually
know.
Adopted Braden when he was a child. Because he had no home.
Right. I was homeless.
What would she do, though, honestly, if you went to New York? You're like, Mom, I'm going to New York to hang out with friends or whatever you fucking bullshit story you tell her. And you come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I'll probably just...
And we're all with you, and we just roll in, like, kick the fucking door down, throw our shit
Mom?
All over.
Yeah,
bitch,
my 1979 Mercedes.
What? Say that again?
Out of my 1979 Mercedes station wagon.
Fuck yes. Oh,
yes.
Yes. I'm just curious as to the reaction your mother would have as we all just bust down the shit like gangbusters and start, like, running shit like it's our house.
Yeah, it'd be ridiculous. But yeah, I can probably make it there because I only
would
live
be
a
called,
4-hour
right?
drive away.
Cops would be called, correct?
Yeah.
Probably.
In fact, they live across the street.
Nice.
Awesome.
Well, that's cool. I guess... Are you going to come for the Keith and the Girls show, or are you just going to come and hang out with us, or what are you thinking?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't really listen to them, so I don't know. I mean, I'll just see what happens. I mean, I don't really know yet.
Right on. We'll just see where it goes. If anything, then maybe you should come down, and we'll go see Richard Cheese and then do a show or something. Because if you do
yeah,
go...
Yeah, I think it'd be easiest to go on, like, the 17th and 18th.
Okay, well, whenever, because that's the weekend, so yeah, that'll be cool,
well,
but we'll figure
yeah.
it out. Not during the show, though, but thanks for the call, we appreciate it. Holla back.
All right, bye.
Okay, so what? Nothing? Okay, so, go ahead, what? Okay. Today, I was watching this TV show where a man was describing how much he loved this woman, how he made every opportunity to see her, and how he loved her in a way nobody else could, if you know what I mean. I smiled because that's exactly the way I feel about my crush, my orange crush, my diet orange crush, because I'm trying to lose weight. Then I realized the program was about stalkers. Fuck
oh,
my life. I love my orange crush. Ooh, real quick, an update. Remember, I was talking about how everyone at the office I work at is doing this weight loss game, the biggest
okay.
loser type of thing. I overhear them today. They're talking about, like, who won because they're doing it week by week. And apparently most of the people gained weight.
Really?
And the person that won only lost, like, 0.3 pounds.
Because everyone else stayed the same or gained.
Yeah, well, yeah, the one that won lost, like, 0.3 pounds. And this is in, like, a 2 or 3 week period,
wow.
right?
How many people were a part of this?
Like, 8 or 9 or 10 people. All the guys except for me, and I don't think the Salt guy or Ryan are doing it.
Well,
because like,
you're, like, the only person there that doesn't need
that
it?
That constantly loses weight every fucking day. But it was just so funny to me that, like, all the hard work and, like, what I was telling you guys, how they're counting every fucking calorie and this and that. And they lost, like, 0.2 pounds. Like, not even a whole pound.
Not even half.
You've actually gained weight! How are you gaining weight? I don't understand that. Like, all that hard work and you're gaining weight. I'm eating whatever the fuck I want. Shit. And it's so awesome to me, though. I love it. Like, I just go in there, I'm like, how's the weight loss thing going? Oh, it's so brilliant. What were you going
to say? Oh, I just think it's funny that these people have to try to count calories when both me and you both used to be the fat kids.
I know, it's brilliant. And I love it.
It's like, all we did was work out, and both of us lost how much weight?
I know, like fucking 50, almost 100
yeah,
fucking
pounds. Yeah, I lost
pounds,
100
dude.
Pounds.
And I get it, like, if I didn't have this job, I wouldn't. But, and they go to the gym and work out and stuff. Like, I don't know, are you eating Butterfinger fun sizes
while you're working out?
Yeah, like, I don't understand what the fuck
actually,
is going
I'd
on.
Actually, I just like to eat sticks of butter for breakfast.
It probably doesn't help that I take a daily bath in it also.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just so awesome that they put in so much effort, and they have all these profiles on, like, this Spark person site or whatever, and they put in all the different foods they eat and all this shit, and they're gaining weight doing it.
That
and
is so
the
awesome.
Person that's in the lead hasn't even lost a whole fucking pound yet.
Yeah,
it's like, the person, I lose pounds when I dump, and you have...
I wouldn't
so
even
good.
Count that as losing any weight. 0.3 pounds?
I know! They it's just like, had to do it to say that yeah. at least someone's in the lead, because... Honestly, if you're like, yeah, we're all actually big fat fucks, like, we wouldn't do this contest anymore. So they have to make it like, because there's some money at stake here. Like, there's a couple hundred bucks on the
really?
Line. No shit. It's going to be awesome when they're like, okay, well, seeing as how you're all a bunch of big fatty fat pigs.
Why didn't you get in on that and win?
I don't know, because I don't care, honestly. Yeah. I didn't know it was going to be for money.
True.
I should have. I'm like, hey, is it too late? I'll enter right now, and I'll beat your fucking asses, dude. I will stop eating food.
And you don't even
but
need to.
It's going to be so awesome when, at the end of the contest, they're like, because you're all a bunch of fat fucks, we're actually not going to go by who lost the most weight, but we're going to go by who gained the least amount of weight.
Right?
That's going to be so great, dude.
Oh, it's going to be a totally different game.
Oh, for sure. I can't
so
wait.
Someone can win some money.
I can't fucking wait, dude.
That's
great. It's awesome. Oh, da-da-da-da. Today, I fell asleep in class during a boring economics lecture. You know, maybe that's the problem. If you guys would have paid attention in economics class, this wouldn't be happening, you know?
That's true.
Just saying.
Or it's what they're teaching them in economics that's making everything so bad.
But if you're asleep during it, doesn't fucking matter.
Or if they're teaching you bullshit, it don't matter
right.
either, because they're teaching you the wrong stuff.
They could teach you how to fucking win this game, and you're sleeping, so you didn't fucking learn it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a whisper say, "Rise and shine, sleeping beauty." I thought it was my boyfriend, so I responded, "Baby, what time is it? When is this fucking class going to be over?" It actually was not my boyfriend talking. It was...
Teacher.
The teacher. Yep. Fuck my life. Today I was taking a shower with my new boyfriend for the first time.
Oh, you know, that's how
that's
much fun that
awkward.
Is.
That's awkward. The yeah. first time
the first,
taking... Like,
everything after that is completely cool. It's
yeah,
just the one
it's
time.
It's the first time because you're like, man, you are a dirty, scuzzy bitch. Jesus Christ.
I can see it running off.
I know. It's so awful, man. Last night was the first night we spent together. As I was washing my hair, I looked down at my feet and noticed yellow water. Some of the warm water I felt on my feet was actually not from the shower head. Fuck my life.
Wow. How
that's
can you
like
do
a,
that?
I don't know. Don't you pee in the shower?
Not, yeah, by myself. Jesus. I'm not going to do it when I'm taking a shower with some chick.
That's a good point. Did I pee in the shower when we were taking showers?
No, not
I
yet.
I wanted to, but I didn't, huh?
There's Although, been a couple of times where I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta pee, hurry up
and
get
I was
the
like, just do it, bitch, pee, I don't give a
if,
fuck.
If you're the one standing with the shower nozzle on your back
you can
or whatever,
just mask
if
it.
You stand just right, you can make it look like you're peeing, it'll
yeah.
just run right off your dick.
Except when you drink fucking rock stars all day
and
your pee
neon yellow.
Is neon fucking yellow, that's yeah. healthy. Oh, a few more here. Today I received an email from the girls at work. It said, "None of us can lose any fucking weight. It's game over." Now, it was an invite to lunch, but it said, "Lunch today at Camber's. Please don't tell Francois. I don't think any of us can take any more of her." Of course, I am Francois. Fuck my life. Today, my boyfriend of over a year and I were discussing how neither of us is the other's usual type. Is this one yours? I explained that I usually go for insular? Asshole? Insular? What's insular? Is that what it's supposed to be? Maybe. Is insular a word? I-N-S-U-L-A-R. Insular?
Insecure. It's gotta be.
It's gotta be. Okay. Insular asshole types, and then asked him what made me different from his usual choices. He said, oh, well, I usually go for the attractive ones. Fuck my life. Oh. My boyfriend's funny. But I'm an ugly bitch. Yeah. I do put out, though, which is a huge plus.
For him. She cries about it later.
Oh, she does. And then I use it as lube, of course.
Well, yeah.
Today I was in an elevator with my brother and a woman.
Hey.
He signs to me that she has a damn fine ass. What is the sign for damn fine ass? Her pooper?
I don't know.
Do you really know it? In front of the camera, retard.
Okay. Is that just spelling it out word by word?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out.
That's going to be awesome on the podcast audio.
Everyone's like, oh, right.
Hey, guess what, guys? We're going to do the next rest of the show in sign language.
We're actually going to do a whole 2-hour show in sign language.
That is the weird. I don't even know how to do that.
I just look
stupid. Why would I need to ever do that?
I had a couple deaf friends in high school.
And
I took a sign language class.
Write a note. Yeah. Like, I'll text you. It's
well,
cool.
It was really fun because in class, you got a deaf kid and they're trying to teach the class. And so we're just sitting there signing under the desk.
Right, because of course the deaf kid doesn't need to pay attention.
No!
You know, he's making money the rest of his life for coming out retarded.
Right.
And everyone gives him it was funny. We
God,
didn't care.
That would have been nice.
And everyone just gives him a break or a free ride and everything because he's... Oh, I'm disabled.
I'd take one for the team if I could fucking just get a paycheck.
Get on some of that disabled money.
Fucking A.
My brother's ex-boyfriend was deaf, too, so.
His ex-what?
You heard me. I know. Boyfriend.
I just played. So, right, damn fine ass. I chuckle and then shake my head. What's that sign for?
What was it?
I shake my head.
Which way?
He shrugs. What's shrug sign for? Smartass. That's a joke. That's funny. A second later, the woman signs to us, Rick, don't you remember me? Turns out she helped teach my brother sign language when he was 6. Fuck my life. The coincidence, dude. How many people really do that many people know sign language to
not
where she turns around and is like, you got a fine ass too.
No, just bad luck, I guess.
Bad fucking luck. Yeah. All right, last one for tonight. Today I was at a Chinese restaurant. I had forgotten my glasses and had a migraine, a headache this big, if you will. I was straining my eyes, squinting, and rubbing my temples to alleviate my migraine. I was kicked out of the restaurant and banned henceforth because my waitress thought I was mocking her eyes. Fuck my life.
That's great.
I guess it didn't help that I was going.
That didn't help.
So fucking awesome.
Ching chong ching chong.
Oh, man.
That is great.
That's fantastic. What's the time? I don't think we're going to do a confession today.
We're an hour and 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You want to do news stories or you want to do some confessions?
Yeah, either's fine with me.
All right. Well, let me read a couple confessions here. Forgive me, Father. For I have sinned.
How many days has it been? Since
about a couple. A big old fat deuce.
A deuce.
Tell me if I'm getting too loud, though, seriously.
You're good so far.
Father. I ended things with him. 3 years later, I can't have a successful relationship? Fuck. Because I'm still 100% totally madly in love with him, of course. Despite his problems, despite his insecurities and faults, I want nothing more than for him to just want me back. Is this so much to ask? Is that all?
It is too much.
But he's with her now. Ugh, that little fucking horse slut. And she treats him like shit. And he knows that, Father. He fucking knows that. And then he told me he couldn't talk to me when he was sober. Something to do with other guys. And now, once he was sober, said he was afraid to tell me. Why? Because he didn't want to make things awkward. Things are already awkward, my friend.
He's just afraid to tell you that you look better when he's drunk.
Hey, you're pretty when I'm just... I just wish that he would see that I'm ready for him again. You know, we were together, and I was not ready. Nay, I was not. But
and
now,
he's just gonna wait hand and foot just for you.
I've had plenty of sex, and now I am ready. I've right. seen that there is nothing better, so I'll settle for you.
You're ready to get married to this guy and never have sex.
And too. I know he loves me, too. I fucking know it. I just want him to man up and tell me and stop hiding behind his little balls. What? You know you guys could type to each other. You don't have to be like, hey, Braden. Hey, Braden.
No,
hey, Matt. Hey, Braden. Hey, Matt. Hey, Braden.
No, I want to type something on his computer.
No, Matt,
fun.
Hey, Braden.
God damn it.
It's annoying, isn't it?
You like
Try
that,
reading
huh?
this shit while we're going. Hey, Braden. Oh, fuck. See, I don't even know where I was. Oh.
Let's go to the next
I
one.
I know he loves me, too. I just want him to man up and tell me and just stop hiding. I'm not going to hurt you again. I promise. I fucking pinky swear. Pinky swear.
He's probably hiding in that ginormous twat this supposed slut has.
That twatter.com. And today he sent me a text message in response to my question about what could possibly make things awkward. You know what he said, Father?
What'd he say? What'd he say?
He fucking said, quote, it's just maybe I still have feelings for you. And then, but I don't want things to be awkward. And I really like... insert girl's name here. And even though that sucks, yeah, it fucking sucks, I still will wait because I'm a dumb bitch and I'm so fucking in love. I hope he doesn't take long to see that I am the one. I'm fucking Neo, man. I'm the fucking one. I hate sounding like everyone else on here, Father.
You do kind of sound like a douche like everyone else.
But I'm gonna.
Of course.
I'm still in love with him. Moving on.
Seriously, please.
I've been clean from heroin for 2 years.
Woo!
Ellipsis. Everyone is super proud of me. And all the people in the meetings and my sponsor think I totally have my shit together. Dot, dot, dot.
But
I do not.
Of course.
I don't. I find myself just wanting to hide away and do drugs, which is suicide, of course, a guarantee to a slow and painful, yet fun, death. Dot, dot, dot. I don't know what to do, so I guess I'll just do more heroin.
I'll just do some heroin.
What do you do when you don't know what to do?
Heroin.
Fucking A, Bubba. More heroin. I fucking hate AA and the people in it. But I know it's the surefire way to stay clean. I even the bums. Dude, were you on heroin when you wrote this?
Probably. He nodded out right
there.
Right.
The. Like, can you not do that? It makes it very hard to read this.
Oh my god.
I even probably hate is the word the should have been. I even hate the bums near my neighborhood. They remind
me... junkies.
Pardon?
Junkies.
The... they remind me too much of what I used to be. Used to be?
What, homeless? A bum?
Talk about a rock and a hard place. Oh, that's a AA joke.
Yeah.
A rock and... Right. Yay. Crack rocks and
right.
shit.
Know that.
They...
That's a terrible joke.
Sorry. I hate being an addict. I fucking hated AA. Like, that first time I went to rehab in Florida, all it was people just sitting there talking about how they used to get all fucked up.
Name's Matt, and I used to get super fucked up.
I used to get so fucked. Let me tell you
so
stories.
So basically, it's just a walk down memory lane about how awesome it was being high
as
fuck all the
time. It's a one-up session, and then the next guy's like, oh yeah!
You think you were high?
I used to suck dick for that shit! I think I even sucked his dick once.
You think you're badass because you can shoot 280s? You want to know how much I was shooting?
I shot 5 on my ass, bitch!
I shoot it right into my neck. I don't give a fuck.
I shoot it right in my little dick hole, son. I don't give a fuck.
Well, that sounds like a good way to get clean.
Fucking
I can see why it works so well.
There's a big pun. Holy Christ.
You want to just do some news?
Yeah, these are all just like people are just ripping off song lyrics and shit. Here, last one. If you could do it again, would you have quit school?
Maybe.
Yes. Wait, what? No.
No.
No, I would
Wait,
not
what's
have.
The right answer?
Wait, what school? Would you have taken control of your life when you were young? I don't want people to make decisions for me. That's why I want to quit. I just want to know, .. Is it worth it?
Is it?
It depends. Are your grades all fucking Fs? Because then probably, you probably want to go start filling out applications for fast food restaurants right now.
No,
because
you're definitely not getting a job. Just don't even bother.
Right.
Because fast food restaurants only hire people with straight A's, even.
Oh, that's true. Nowadays,
well,
fuck.
To work at, like, McDonald's, you have to at least have your GED.
At least.
You can't even work there.
And
or else you gotta be in school.
And still you can't get a fucking order right, can you?
No.
Nope. Alright, you ready to do some news here? Episode 168.
Fucking do it.
Call it in the air, please.
Heads.
It is absolutely heads.
What?
No, it's not. It's tails.
Is it?
This one is called I'm an Asshole. Do you want to read first?
I'll
give you a bye this time if
you
want.
Oh, really?
Do you have something good to read for
us?
Well,
I mean, I'm going to read one anyway.
Okay. Well, this one is called, this is a real short one. All these shorts tonight are short, blah, 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 blah. This one is called Woman Allegedly Punches, comma, Bites Her Son's Principal.
Wait.
It's the principal of the thing?
Not the principal of
her
the school.
Her son's principal.
Right.
Like, da-da-da, hi, yes, I have your son in the office. He's been punching and biting. She's like, okay, I'll be right down. Fucking comes in, kicks in the door, fucking bites him, punches him, let's go, honey.
No, it's totally something like he got in trouble for that. She shows up to be like, okay, what's wrong? Well, he keeps, like, punching and biting people. I don't understand where he gets it.
Dude, ah!
And then there it goes.
That would have been so fucking awesome. I wish $1 million to have been sitting in that fucking office just reading a fucking newspaper.
Fuck,
being like,
to be the principal.
3, 2, and punch, bite.
Cue
Thank
the bite.
You. Here's
okay.
your $1 million. I'll be on my way.
All
right. This one comes out of Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, hey.
Huh. Was that you, 26?
Close to
Perhaps.
Home for him.
Perhaps. A Rhode Island woman faces charges after allegedly punching and biting her 11-year-old son's school principal after being told the boy was being suspended.
Mm.
So it actually went kind of like that, but the principal was like, yeah, he's being suspended. Fucking douche! We're out. Fuck
and
this
he,
noise.
Did he get suspended for doing the same thing?
Did she get suspended?
You gonna suspend me too? What are you gonna do?
I'll bite you, bitch. That's such a bitch thing to do, too. Like, just to bite. Like,
or it's either biting or pull
hair. If it's life or death, I can totally understand doing whatever it takes.
Well, yeah, you
but
fight
like,
dirty when it comes
he's
down to
like,
that.
I suspended your kid because he's a piece of shit, and then you, being the good mother that you are,
or the piece of shit
set an example and bite him in turn, being like, this is how you do it.
This is how you, yeah.
Like Montel. This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Oh, I love that song.
God, that kid's gonna be in the office, principal's office a lot more, because he's gonna grow up to be a pussy biting people.
I know!
He's gonna get his ass kicked.
Maybe he has AIDS.
He might.
Police said 30-year-old Aladia Uxeda? What?
Is that for real?
Miss Allie? also been an officer trying to arrest her after Friday's incident at Roger Williams Middle School in Providence. Is that where you go to school, 26?
That would be cool.
Did you witness this, or that would have been awesome?
No, he would have sent this in. If
he would have sent video and been like, dude, check this out. I was sitting in the principal's office, and this other kid was, and he got suspended, and his mom came in and fucking punched the principal and bit him, and then I just left. Oh, fuck. She was charged with assault on school officials, assault on police officers, and resisting arrest.
He said no, he's 25 minutes away.
Damn. Should have been closer.
Should have.
Principal Rudolph Mosley Jr. was allegedly assaulted after he told UCEDA that her son would be suspended for 3 days. You know what for?
What's that?
For refusing to go to a room for misbehaving students. We actually have this whole separate room. It's called the retard room.
I thought that was detention.
No, it's called study hall, actually. Right. And he's like, no, I don't like that place because he got fingered in there once upon a time.
Right, by the teacher.
Whole nother story.
Yeah.
He's like, uh-uh. He's like, the principal's like, I'm going to call your fucking mom. And then that's the end of that. Kick, resisting arrest.
Wait, maybe that's why she got so mad and bit him.
Okay, come here. Now, pretend you're this woman. You go in to see the judge. Do you A, argue with the judge, or do you B, I'm just kidding, you would punch and bite him, right?
Probably.
Well, that would be the right thing to do.
Depends how much I fucking instigate it, like, right before that happens. You just go in there fucking pissed. Where's the judge? You fucking did
it! How awesome would that be?
That would be very awesome, actually. Police said UCEDA punched Mosley in the face and bit his left arm. Attempts to reach UCEDA by phone for comment were unsuccessful. Really? And that is at what?
Screening calls?
Much. I don't know why. Everything's A-okay in the UCEDA house.
It's not like the school's calling.
Me and my son have some good quality time together now. He's not in school. I'm not at work because I got fired. Right. No big deal.
For biting my boss.
And punching him in the face. And that is it for that story. Nice and short.
Oh, nice. Mine's not as short.
All right. Well, what is
this? This one is called Diners Ignore Stabbing Horror.
Can I pee while you guys do? Can you guys handle this?
I don't. You might want to be here for this. We're going to be done pretty soon.
Okay.
If you just pinch her off.
I got it.
You don't want to miss this one. Trust me.
Wait, what?
Excuse me?
Pardon?
She was talking. I didn't hear you.
I didn't either.
Okay.
What? We have headphones on. So
right,
have to talk
so I can hear you.
Into the mic so we can hear you.
Anyway, customers at a Burger King. Cool.
What was this one called?
This one is called Diners Ignore Stabbing Horror.
Horror?
Horror.
Just some slut in there, prostitute.
H-O-R-R-O-R.
Oh, right. Got it.
Right. Although Diners Ignore Stabbing Horror would be cool, too.
That would be fucking
at
cool.
At Burger King. So customers at Burger King have been slammed as inhumane after watching a crazed knifeman stab a fellow diner 6 times, then carrying on eating their burgers and chips.
Really? Just like...
Just
fucking
like,
ruckus erupts.
Yeah, it's someone stabbing, like, fucking killed.
Shank.
Yeah, 6 times.
And then it's they're just like,
oh, shit.
Huh.
I'd be stuffing. Yeah, I'd get more into it. It's like eating popcorn during a movie. It's
That's
just,
awesome. 26 says he's 25 minutes away. I don't know if we mentioned that. However.
Yes, we did.
Okay. Earlier this year, someone did kill themselves by covering themselves in gas and then smashing their car into a high school 5 miles away. I remember that story.
It's awesome.
Right. Okay.
The victim, 33, was knifed in a frenzied attack, then left for dead as he sat at a table eating a Whopper meal. So he was just totally just chilling, eating his Whopper, no big deal, and then fucking...
Did he... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Fucking did it. So was he stabbing the person he was having lunch with?
I don't know.
Did it say, or it, was it
doesn't
like
say
a
where the dude came from. I was guessing the dude just walked up.
Just
and
some
just
dude rolled in. He's like, yeah. He's a blood. I'm
that
a fucking,
guy.
Fucking I'm a crip. Fucking yeah. Set the burger down. Take one more bite because it is fucking good, and I'm hungry.
Well, Carlos,
and
you
then just fucking motherfucker. Yeah!
That's so wonderful.
But as horrified staff rushed to help the bleeding man, others in the packed burger bar appeared oblivious. One staff member at the Burger Giant in Manchester said, "It's quite disgraceful that human beings can sit there happily eating their meals after watching a man get stabbed repeatedly."
Well, that's, yeah, disgraceful.
See, that's how much people don't give a fuck anymore.
That and people are fucking pussies. It's like those people on that bus.
Hey,
that,
it's that not happening to me.
Fucking turned their fucking, killed that kid, cut his fucking head off, and everyone was just like, I don't know,
no
you, man.
No one's gonna try and stop that.
I didn't see nothing, man. Yeah. But, like, you're... The dude's obviously busy fucking saw him. Like, come up from behind and knock him do something.
All,
like,
everyone on that bus just fucking jump on him.
Like, granted, I don't fucking give a shit either, but if I saw some shit like that, like, yeah, I would fucking get in on it if for no other reason than to just fucking have an excuse to just get some rage out,
you could
know?
Totally just kill the dude
fucking
if you wanted to.
There's my excuse. He asked for it. He had it coming.
They were sat just a few feet away at a table looking on and finishing their meals.
So that is awesome. They're like right
there.
They were
there. Right next, yeah, just a few tables
that
away.
That happens. Everyone obviously there's, has to look.
They have to notice.
Right, and then they just go right back to eating their
I'm
food.
Sure a
like,
lot
hey,
of them were pretending they didn't see it, but they did.
Business as usual. Yeah. This is Manchester U. I don't know if you know that or not. We have a soccer team.
Yeah.
We actually
we have our Burger King here. No big deal. Our own Burger King. It's cool.
That's so great. I'd pay probably $250,000 to have been able to sit there and witness that.
That's pretty good.
Less the price of the food I was eating, obviously.
Well, I would subtract that.
Well, I would expect that to be reimbursed.
Well, for sure.
For sure.
I did.
Or at least coupons.
Something. Mail me some coupons.
A voucher.
Anything. That man could have died there, and yet customers didn't seem to give a hoot. They just glanced over, looked at him, clutching his stomach, then carried on tucking into their burger and fries.
That's so fantastic. I love people. I wish there was more of them.
I know.
I need to move to a more densely populated city.
Another colleague said, "We didn't see what happened, but the aftermath was appalling. Some people in the restaurant just didn't seem to care less whether the guy lived or died."
Yeah. He's a piece of shit.
Well, it's just because everyone's like, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
If the dude was stabbing me, I'd be like, come help me, I'm dying.
Of course.
And everyone would be like,
since it wasn't, fuck him.
Yeah,
right?
Fuck him, right?
I mean, the dude has a knife.
Yeah, like, what am I going to do?
Fuck me. That's so great.
They were more interested in wolfing down their food.
Of course.
Somebody I talked to said,
I bet if the dude was stabbing a fucking cheeseburger, they'd be like, oh my god, no!
Oh my god, save my hamburger!
Oh
my god!
The humanity
of it! I got the patty!
Why, God, why?
Why? Somebody I talked to said it was as if they were eating their food whilst watching CSI on TV.
Whoa, maybe they were like, is this some kind of reality TV show? That looks very realistic.
That is a very good effect.
Is that 720p?
Yeah. Fuck, I think that's 1080i.
That's some HD shit, son.
But the reality was a man got stabbed in front of them and nearly died.
Did I just get blood splattered on my face? Holy... Wow. Oh my god, Oh my god,
it's real!
You know what, I'm hungry though.
Okay, I'm gonna finish this and get the fuck out of here.
Right.
What these people did was so inhumane, and what's worse was children were there looking on. God knows what sort of God knows what sort of example the adults' behavior was setting them.
Of course. They're like, so wait, what do we do if we witness someone getting stabbed? Oh, right, just continue to eat our food and look the other way.
Well, what else? Right. Yeah. Just
well, I mean, what else would you
business
do?
Business as usual.
Fucking A. This happens all the time.
I've seen it every time I go to Burger King.
Every time. I mean, it's on the menu, actually.
It is.
Like, do you want to sit in the fucking murder spot and watch this?
Would you like Whopper with six stabbings?
I would, actually.
Yes, please. All right,
that
that'll be 50 cents
ketchup
extra.
Ketchup only, please?
Right.
Can you just biggie get that? Is that? Oh, wrong restaurant.
Oh,
never mind.
Shit.
Okay. So is that it for that story?
That is.
Okay, let's play voicemail, and then we'll fucking wrap this shit up. As usual, if you guys would like to call us and leave messages, 406-204-4687, or Skype the Jam Hole, all one word, when the show is not live, because if you do that when the show is live, I'm going to be like, hi, you're live on the Jam Hole, and you're going to be like, oh, fuck, click. So, yeah. Fucking voicemail. Go.
Hey, it's 26 of the This Angry Silence podcast, thisangrysilence.blogspot.com, on hiatus for 2 months, but recently relaunched. All right, so this is what I'm planning out. All right, so as you know, like, it's not called Would You Rather, but I don't fucking care what it's called because it's basically just like a deep, meaningful question. This is my deep, meaningful question. Would you rather have your dick split horizontally or vertically? Now, let me explain. By having it split vertically, that means they would start at, like, the urethra and just go all the way down towards your ball, so you would have two dicks. And that's just how it'd be. And so as a result of this, when your two dicks get hard, they kind of curl into each other. And to piss, you have to, like, pry open the two dick halves, and the piss just, like, splutters out of the middle. The other option is horizontally, so basically they find the exact midpoint of your cock and they just chop it off. But this means you'll still have a functioning dick, but it'll be half your size, and no, you cannot reattach it. So which outcome would you choose?
That's deep, man. That's fucking deep.
First, I just gotta get this out because it's the first thing that came to mind. I mean, yeah, if you cut your dick off horizontally instead of vertically, like, I don't know. I guess,
hey, does that mean she'll quit being like, ah, it's in too far, because then I'll go that way.
But then it'll be too small. And you'll totally cut your dick head off, too, so it'll just be the lower shaft.
Can we cut off, like,
the bottom,
like,
part and,
like,
then
5 inches in the middle and then put the head back on? Because that'd be cool.
Yeah,
that'd leave me with about, what, six inches? That's average.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
Right.
When he said it vertically, like, I was picturing the bifurcated tongue.
Yeah,
so
but with your dick.
Could your dick go like this then? Because that'd be kind of cool. Like,
I don't think it would curl inward, though.
It would wrap around itself.
Something. I don't know.
Then it'd be ribbed. It'd be like fucking her with ribbed, like a spiral
unicorn
candy.
You could fuck her
candy.
Pussy and her ass at the same time.
That is a great point.
Whoa.
Would it still get hard and operate properly?
Well, yeah, just be...
Can we use that when it's our turn for the question of the week? Because I can't think of anything.
Yeah,
else.
I was actually have been thinking about it for a while too.
He says no, it curls inward.
How?
Hey,
okay, so you're the big fucking dick expert
here. Just because yours curls in the first place,
yeah, doesn't mean you
mine
can
wouldn't.
Stay.
Mine would fucking be like boom, wah 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 wah.
Just
you
fucking,
know, that's awesome.
No, they'd both go to the left.
Anyway, that's it. Very interesting.
So
wait, David, you have a penis. What would you rather have?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to. I don't know. I'm gonna have to think on that.
I'm gonna have to take a mulligan.
I'm thinking. Fuck. I'm having a hard time with it. I'm more leaning towards vertical, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know why, just for the sheer fact that you could
you
say you have two dicks.
Any more cut off, like, you're gonna have a vagina?
No. I know, I just...
Let's be honest, Brayden.
No, I just
We've
can't.
All seen it, Brayden, come on.
You haven't seen anything.
I've seen it. you were sleeping.
Sleep, okay.
Oh, fun. Anything... Oh, was that... I was waiting for you to answer. What would you rather have, Danny?
Well, would you rather
have
your pussy cut vertically or horizontally?
Does
it's
it
already cut vertically.
Oh, right. Yay! That's funny.
Well, chopping your dick off doesn't really sound like a good option.
Well, just the first part of it.
Yeah, but
half.
You're still going to end up with a short little midget penis.
Right. it's going to look weird with no head on it.
Like the first words
it's
out of
it. It's going to look like a rundown crayon.
You never
hey,
want
this crayon's not good. Give it back.
When you take your pants off and you're about to fuck a chick, you never want to hear, oh, that's so cute.
Or ha ha.
Or ha ha.
You wouldn't hear that so cute if your dick was cut. In
You'd
half.
Hear, holy
right,
shit!
The fuck
at least
is that?
If you at least got your dick cut vertically, you would be less weird because people actually have that done on purpose.
I think,
right. Like the tongue.
I think,
right.
Right.
Okay, instead of having your dick cut off being the other option, I think it should be having your dick cut open, you know, vertically, or having no ball sack whatsoever, just letting the balls hang.
Yeah, 26.
No ball sack, but having balls?
But having balls, but no
sack.
How would
that work?
Yeah, I was thinking about getting my sack cut open and just wearing my nuts on the outside of my sack.
Because you imagine that. I mean, your dick would be just completely fine. But every time you move,
fucking
walk,
A.
or do anything, it's going to hurt.
Oh, fuck that.
26 says, with a split dick, you could get some weirdo goth chicks, so I'd choose that. Me too, my friend.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If
it
worked right, I mean, there's a lot of chicks that would probably dig that, you know, the double pino and
so,
the fucking blah, blah, blah.
So when you jerked off, it'd be like playing a game of Afterburner? That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much for the voicemails. I wish we had more time to play more of them.
I know.
But, oh, my God. You guys, there's so many. I mean,
we're so
just
backed up. I haven't even heard them all.
I know. Inundated so with them. I try, and I don't even have time to personally listen to them all.
There's
but
a lot.
I'm sure they're all very funny and wonderful and perfect.
We'll probably get to them
eventually.
Someday. Yeah, eventually.
But definitely, you know, feel free to leave us more voicemails, because we'll play the newest ones. So
right.
If you leave some now, they will actually probably get played if we have time. 406-204-4687. You got anything else? Are we done?
I think we're good.
I'm fucking good. As usual, if you guys ever want to talk to us, leave comments on the show notes. Go to thejamhole.com/forums in all episodes there. I'm sorry, I can't stop moving. Or email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is the fucking site. There's all sorts of shit on there. Just click around. Also, real quick, I do want to mention, we are gonna start accepting applications for a web designer. I have no time to fucking do this shit, which is why the site looks like it does, and it's mostly just words, because I can type really fast, so I just make words.
I think our site's awesome, personally.
Oh, I do too, but a lot of people aren't into the whole, oh, I have to
actually
whole
reading
read words.
Thing?
They want to click things that look like pictures, not things that say what it is
right.
You're actually clicking on. Right.
So we'll just show pictures of everything instead of saying the word. Cool.
We should just take pictures of all of our dick and balls, and it'll be like
just the icons
these are the
for
buttons.
Everything.
Right.
Live show, just be a penis.
You'll
cool.
have to view the site in widescreen, but it'll be fun. so yeah, if anybody is into like web design, stuff like that, theming, WordPress blogs, which is what we use, email info@thejamhole.com. We'll start going through, everybody's stuff, like give us a little, sample of what you've done so we can look at it and be like, yeah, that's awesome, or nah, that's actually crap. Yeah, it's something I'd like to do, within the next couple years. So, and if not, I'll just leave the site the same. It fucking works. I don't really give a shit. But I think more people would interact with the site and that if it looked a little cleaner.
Yeah.
And wasn't all just text. Or maybe not even redo the site, but make like a main page. And then from there, you can go to the show notes. You could go to the forums, that kind of shit. So the main page, when you go to thejamhole.com, it's not just the fucking blog. It's
right.
like an actual
it's
page
a portal kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, like that. So, yeah, other than that, thejamhole.com/YouTube, thejamhole.com/MySpace/Twitter/Tumblr, dig the show notes on dig.com if you have that, thejamhole.com/Danny/donate, help us, live comfortably while we're in New York, we'll be there April 13th, no, I'm forgetting something, oh, send us stuff, P.O. Box, please send me the goddamn headphones, I swear to God, if I have to use these fucking earbuds one more fucking day, I'm gonna hang myself with them and then no show. How's that?
I will let you use my skull crushers because I
don't
use them.
Don't say that. I want them to send me headphones because I don't want to have to give them back. I don't want to give them back to you.
Well, you can use them until they send you headphones.
Okay. P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana 59903. You can send us shit like drugs, legal drugs, right?
Right.
Like salvia and Tylenol and aspirin.
Yeah, legal one, you know.
Right? That was me winking at you, not twitching. other than that, yeah. Oh, I also made a new thing for all the live show archive clips. If you go to thejamhole.com/live archive, you can see all of the archive.
Why don't you just
video clips?
Can we just have it be /brokives?
Brokives?
Like
we can, but that's like hard to spell for people.
True.
And I like how live archives kind of has
live
a nice
archive.
Sound to it. Yeah,
it kind of rhymes.
The live archive, but maybe I'll also make brokives. So either. either or.
That's not a big deal.
Right. So, yeah, leave us voicemails for the next show. It will be Friday, probably around 11 or midnight Montana time. Yeah, we'll be there then. TheJamWell.com. We'll see you fuckers later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Fuckers.
Bye.
Later.
Fuckers. Fuckers. Pig fuckers.
Bye.
Hit stop, fuckers.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, TheJamWell.com.